listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
Yeah, so what if you flip a couple words? I could triple that in birds. Open your mind, you see the circus in the sky. I'm Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey with the pies.
No matter how you slice it, I'm your motherfucking guy. Just like a b-boy with 360 waves. Do the same with the pot, still come back beige. Whether right or south paw, whether pot or the jaw, whip it around, it still come back hard.
So easily I whip my reputation with wrestle, bring you kilo figures. I got Creole CO bitches for my niggas who slip, become prisoners, three step to the visitors. You already know what the business is.
Hey, welcome to the Blackout Tips podcast. Your host Rod and
Karen,
and we're in the house on a Tuesday. That's right, guys. And it's not just a regular Tuesday, it's a very special Tuesday, man. We got three very special guests in the house that, I think, if you're fans of our show, you're probably fans of their show. But it's the crew from Three Guys On. First of all, we got my man, Andy Klein. What's going on, man?
Doing all right, man. I'm promoting my CD. I'm in full on, sell myself mode, which is no different than any other mode for me. that skill.
It's dope to see you guys all three now have stand-up specials come, like, well, when Andy's is officially out, all three of you guys got official albums. You know, it's been cool and amazing to watch that process. You know, from afar, as you guys have all, like, crafted your art, man. Something that you don't always get to go through with the with the artist. So that's dope to hear it on y'all's podcast, and I can't wait to hear Andy's CD. I had access to the pre-release, but I'm gonna wait. I want to buy it. I want to give you my money and support it, man.
Yeah. Well, the pre-sale actually started today on iTunes. It's called Vintage. Just go to iTunes and search Andy Klein Vintage. But it comes out next Tuesday, the 25th. But I think if you do the pre-sale, you get one track ahead of time. And you can preview all the tracks on iTunes, so it's there, it's up now. You can go look at it.
And it's Klein, Kline. If you're looking, And then also we got my man, of course, Mr. Randolph Terrence. What's going on, dog?
Hey, fella, how's everybody? Hello, Karen.
Good. Everybody doing good.
Great.
Everybody's doing good. Great. I'm very happy to be here with you guys. I have nothing for myself to put, but that'll be soon enough. I'll have something ready.
Yeah, we got part two, man, coming up soon. You know, Randolph already dropped the Blue Magic, so of course you got to get the Mo Better Blue Magic. That's the name I'm lobbying for the second album.
So that may happen.
Those were the lyrics. We just did the lyrics to Blue Magic.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, man. Okay.
By Jay-Z.
Yeah. I like the Southpaw reference for me, Rod. That was very hip.
Well, you know, I try to put a little thought into this stuff. You know, I had to. The hard part is really finding one without the N word in it for Andy. That's the hard part. I'm like, I gotta find four bars where Jay-Z ain't say nigga. It's harder than you think, y'all. and then, of course, we got my man. Y'all may not have heard of this dude. Like, if y'all listen to Three Guys On, there's a chance that. You don't know the legend of Tim Miller, unless you go back in the archives.
I've been on the road.
Well, that's my man, Tim Miller. Hey, we doing great, bro. We appreciate you, making it for us, man. Sincerely.
Thank y'all for having me, man.
Anytime, dude. Of course, he has an album out too, man. It's Rule of Thirds, right?
Rule of Thirds, man. Came out, was that last year? Came out a year ago, around this time.
Yep. Man, I'm officially a fan, guys. I definitely did all that off my top of my head. Like, no show notes, nothing. I'm just like, oh yeah, these niggas, I know them. No problem, man. Also, a very funny album, man. If y'all haven't checked out Blue Magic and Rule of Thirds yet, man, y'all are fucking up, you know, especially if y'all are fans of these guys. podcast. Y'all should go find it wherever you get your albums and stuff. I know you can stream them, but you know, you can also go buy them, mm-hmm. and hook them up with a little something, you know, put a little something in the pot for everybody, because like I said, these the albums are great, man. And I can't wait to hear Andy's album Vintage, which, like he said, pre-released on iTunes. And Andy, make sure you send me that link before we get off too, so I can put it in the show notes. So I'll make sure
the iTunes link, I'll send that to you.
Appreciate it.
They don't even tell you that it's up. I just happen to search for it. You know, they're just I've been searching for my own album for the past 3 days just to make sure it hit iTunes, because no one ever actually tells you anything on that stuff.
Damn, no, they don't. That's crazy.
Yeah, they didn't tell me either. Just I looked around one day and I was like, oh shit, there it is.
Did you go through CD Baby with Blue Magic?
Yes, CD Baby.
Did you check
the experiment?
Did you look on YouTube? Because it might be on YouTube too.
Mm.
It's on YouTube now. My whole YouTube, for those who want to listen and get some free stuff, the whole thing is on YouTube. Randolph Terrence Blue Magic. I didn't put it on YouTube. They did.
Wow.
They did. And they don't tell you.
Every track is up. Probably. Yeah. And you know what I was doing? I know it's on Spotify. I was checking some stuff on, I think I was Googling myself, and it popped up on YouTube. The whole CD is on YouTube. Every track.
Holy shit.
Every track.
Yeah. Googling yourself.
That's how they do you.
Well, you know what they do now is they, like, when you signed up, they didn't have this, but when I signed up, they actually have a box you can check to monetize your tracks on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll put your stuff on YouTube and you'll make money off those clicks also, is what they tell you. So I don't even know if I checked that box, but you can, I mean, it's part of their deal now. They'll just put your shit on YouTube.
That's crazy. Well,
yeah, they just put me up. I mean, I can't say what you gonna do? You can't stop it. So, oh well, it is what it is.
So what did you learn from, because you like recorded, edited, and mixed all like the other two albums. So what did you learn from them that you use for your own album?
Well, they were all learning experiences, including mine. Mm-hmm. So just in little things like how many mics to use, how many crowd mics to use. The green room where Randolph and I did our CDs is not an ideal place to record. It's really, it's just noisy.
Mm.
There's people out in the hall. There's a lobby right next to the showroom with an open doorway.
Well, it's quiet now.
Yeah, it's quiet now. It's closed.
Y'all should go back. Y'all should go back now.
Yeah.
You can record there now if you want to.
Yeah. But like, that was the challenge there, is just all these people in the lobby talking. There's a bar making noise. I turned off the air conditioner or the heat, whatever it was, because that's really
heat
loud.
When I did mine.
Yeah, mine too. And then with Tim's, we had to turn off the AC because it was like 80 degrees outside. So it was a little warm in there. But there's certain things I've learned is just, I mean, I wanted to do mine in the green room, but I knew that wasn't the ideal place as far as like the recording environment. But the main thing is find a room that doesn't have all kinds of just noise going on, because it'll, you can't use some of the tracks. I mean, Randolph had a track on his where he was killing, and then a fire truck goes by right outside.
Yeah.
And you can't hear anything but the fire truck.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I should have done was riffed on that moment, and we should have kept it on. And I know for next time something like that happens, but I was so focused on getting the material out. And that was the first night, so I was like, well, fuck it, we got tomorrow. So this bit's done.
That's the thing.
That's what I should have done.
The next one, I'll probably be more in the moment as opposed to let me get these jokes out as I wrote them in that mode. But that's all, I mean. You know, I think every time you record or do anything, it's a learning experience. You look back and say, I should have done that different. Maybe I should have left this in and taken that out. But it's just like with when you send videos to a booker or a comedy club, like they don't know that this joke did better the night before or that this joke normally gets this kind of response. All they know is, oh, this is a funny joke.
Right.
You know, so we tend to overthink. But beyond that, I've learned a lot about editing, just, you know, little tweaks, equalizing, compressing, things that are probably better on mine than are on, like, you know, Randolph's or Tim's, but it's all self-taught. I'm just, you know, every time I got a question, I'll just go on YouTube and find someone giving a tutorial, you know? Mm-hmm.
You ever thought about, you know, trying to monetize that skill as well, like recording other people's albums for them and, you know, charging them to edit and cut it up?
I have thought, I don't know how much of a market there is in DC for it. I probably, if someone asked me to do it, I'd probably do it for, you know, a few bucks. I wouldn't ask for a lot.
Yeah.
I have enough equipment now where I could probably do it and make it sound all right.
I just thought about the idea of you doing it, but then the person wasn't funny. So then it probably wouldn't work. You know, like then it's like, I did what I could with this shit, man, but I wouldn't put it out if I was you.
Do you record and also write my jokes?
Yeah. I rearranged your jokes a little bit. Chopped it up, took some time off. You probably like this a lot better. At least listen to it and make your set this now.
It's a pretty tight 12-bit album.
Charge them more. The shittier they are, the more money you charge them.
Right. Yeah. Oh, for this? Oh, it's going to be at least a couple grand, bro. This is bad.
Sorry. You've been doing comedy how long? 3 years?
And you already recording? Really? Okay.
You got a big job, right?
And Randolph and Tim, man, are you guys, like, you got your first album under your belt now. Are you guys both thinking about that second album and when you're going to get into that?
Well, myself, I've already been working on the material for the second album. I don't have a full hour yet. When I get to what I feel is a comfortable hour that all flows together, I'll tell you like this. I know the beginning of the hour, and I know the end of the hour. Mm. It's all the stuff in the middle keeps changing because there was no Trump material. Now there's Trump material. At the time when I was working on it, Trump was just running, so the material was different. Now it's become something else. Mm. And every day he gives me something different to say. And I don't want it to all be Trump, but I'm in that space right now in my mind where I walk around mad a lot. So I got to kind of wait till that settles down, you know, and then try to build around that. But I do know the ending and I know the beginning.
He's kind
of. The ending is about 15 minutes.
Trump has kind of figured out a way to almost take away some of the way that comedians can mock him, because he does have like a scandal every day. So really, if you just pick a scandal to be mad about, it really will be dated. It doesn't even matter how big it was. Mm-hmm. Like that motherfucker dropped a bomb. Motherfuckers like fucking with Russia. Like something happens every day where you would be like, this is a scandal that's gonna really, motherfuckers gonna, ain't, they gonna remember this. And then 2 weeks later, you're like, dog, it's only been 100 days. I can't even keep up with this dude's shit.
I know, and that's part of the problem. Big place I'm at right now is a compare and contrast between him and Obama. This is about my wife just openly crushing on Obama in front of me, just openly having a crush on Obama just right in front of me, because I'm like, yeah, you should be crushing on him because I am too, you know, and just stuff like that. Like you say, it's hard to talk about the topical stuff because he's gonna do something else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's gonna. So, and it's gonna be another thing, and another thing will be forgotten. So, I mean, I write the bits as soon as they happen, mm-hmm. just to stay in the practice of writing the book, but, by a week, gone.
Yeah.
It wears you down.
Yeah, you almost gotta.
He really wears you down. If you've got a day-to-day talk show, you're fine.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Like I'm not a comedian, but I would imagine mm-hmm. the way to approach Trump would be, I mean, if you were putting it on an album or something, is from a holistic standpoint and try to get the major themes of what his presidency so far has meant, like, and what that shit means for him to be elected and stuff, more so than just like, hey man, did you hear about what he said today? Because you're right, that in a month, people will just be like, I don't remember that shit, or two, that wasn't even that important, you know, like he thinks that fucking Melania eating diamonds on a plate was important. We don't even remember that shit no more. That was the least offensive thing.
We don't remember that. But you're right. That's the angle I've been taking, is just how I feel about it, and sitting in the anger and going on to the election and all the reports that came out of the finger pointing that came out of why this happened afterward. That's a big chunk of why and what did it. Bits have been doing very well. And those bits, I feel, are timeless through his presidency and even beyond his presidency, because those bits say something about us as America.
Yeah, I agree.
And him personally. I'm trying to stay away from stuff about him just because, one, it makes me really mad. And the guys will tell you, I'm not good on stage when I'm mad. It's funny to Tim, but I'm not really good at that.
Well, Tim's good on stage when he's mad. Tim got some highlights on YouTube being mad on stage. So I feel like maybe he should just start talking about Trump and then cuss people out.
No, you know what? I try to get away from anything that really pisses me off because, I mean, I'm not good on stage when I'm mad either. And I take it to more of a look at this angry black dude yelling at us. You know what I mean? As opposed to coming up with an angle to something, I go up and I say, "Did you see what that nigga did today? God damn!" Well, which isn't a joke,
right? I mean,
but it's more of like, "Yeah, I seen that shit. That nigga crazy." So it's hard to sell that as material.
Now,
so I try to keep it. I try to stay away from him now because, like, just like Ram, I mean, I get too upset about it.
Now I know.
So I just talk about just talk about health stuff right now and my daughter and, like, you know, just everyday stuff that bugs me about, you know, me and my girl, just she had to put her cat down. I know Andy's got, like, old pets, so look out for that shit.
Andy, it's going to be rough.
But, I mean, it's rough, but it's, of course, you always find a joke and shit like that. I just try to keep it close to heart because I think we just lost Randolph here.
Hopefully he's refreshing, be right back. I don't know, his internet was acting a little choppy. Hopefully it come right back. Now, you and Randolph have kind of had some like different points of view on, like, white people in the N-word. So, like, since Trump got elected, have you eased up on it where you like, hey, I don't think some of y'all was playing?
It really depends for me.
Mm-hmm.
Can they say it can everybody say it? No, I'm still on that.
Right.
Like, everybody can't say it. Eminem, like, it depends on how he sounds when he says it. You gotta be at Eminem's level. You can't just be just some white dude I know. You know what I mean? Yeah. It takes practice. That's actually a joke that I was working on for a while. It's like, practice saying say trigger for a while. See how you sound when you say trigger. Like, if you feel good saying trigger, then you might be able to say nigga. Like, because that's really the difference. When we say nigga, not only are we allowed to say it, but we sound good saying it.
True.
So,
it's weird when you talk to a black person that don't sound comfortable saying the N-word, because it's always like, damn, like, what happened?
Cat named Simone, he's a comic in the D.C. area.
Mm-hmm.
He does a joke where he's from, like, he's not from the, but he's Ethiopian.
Mm.
Every now and then he'll say it, and everybody goes, ugh. Like, it's like, you don't say it that much, so you're not that good at it.
yeah, you can't, you also, it's hard, because you can't really have an accent when you say nigga, for the most part, because people will be like, nope. Mm-mm. Like, that shit ain't flow too smooth,
no,
dog.
No, it sure didn't.
He didn't have an accent. He's just real, like, proper. So, him saying the N-word is like, dog, just don't say that part. Just,
yeah.
Like, he's saying it, but he's not code-switching when he says it.
Ah. Oh. Yeah.
So it sounds almost like a white dude saying it.
Yeah, yeah. I say nigga a lot, so I have that effect on people where they'll start saying it. Like, I know people that are adamantly, like, when they meet me, they are adamantly against people saying the N-word. And they'll tell me, but I'm so adamantly pro N-word where I'm just like, I'm not gonna stop. So we can either not be friends or you can just not say it. And without fail, it might take a while, it might take months, whatever. Without fail, in the middle of like a heated conversation or something, they will always fucking slip, man. I'd be like, I knew it! I knew it was in you! Why you try to lie, man? We don't got a lot of kicking.
I feel like it's like right under the surface. Mm-hmm. And if they get somebody that makes them comfortable enough to say it, they'll throw it out there, man, just to see what it's like.
Just see what's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
Yeah, my friend Vic tried to come up with like 17 different ways to not say it, man. And the last one before he gave up was he tried to say that Kendrick Lamar shit, that see negus, that's N-E-G-U-S, it means king. And I was like, nigga, you know that is not what you trying to say. Just go ahead and say it, bro. It's cool. It's just me and you whispered in my ear. I don't give a fuck. But you know you want to get it out, man. And he broke down. He broke down in the middle of us arguing about basketball or some shit. He just was like, no, this nigga Kobe. I was like, I knew it.
Because it's so like right off, it hits the nail on the head every time.
Yes, it does. Only
that word can explain some situation. Anytime Trump does something, you're like, this nigga here.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the only word you can use for him sometimes.
Right, and I use nigga is a person, place, a thing. It's a verb, it's an adjective. Yep. Like it literally goes for everything across the board. You know, sometimes, like I say, I call Trump a nigga. No, he ain't black, but he, right. But it's one of them things where it's like you just saying it that everybody just, it's like an understanding. And sometimes you can say nigger, and if your reflection is a certain way, people be like, I get you, dog. You can use it when you're happy, when you're sad, when you're celebrating.
I told you, I slipped up a couple weeks ago, called an old man at the basketball court a nigga, and he got offended. And was like, he's like, I'm not a nigga or something. I think he only got offended because white people was around. But I was like, I apologize. You old Negro. And he was like, that's fine. I don't know why that was fine. Cause I still was saying that he called a weak ass foul. But for some reason when I said, this is a weak ass call, nigga. He was like, hold up. You ain't gonna call. I said, you right. Weak ass call, Negro. He was like, all right. That was a weak ass call.
Y'all know what? And if we had any kids, that'd probably be the first thing they said.
Yeah, I know.
Kid, you know, they won't be no mommy or daddy. They'd be like, nigga.
That'd be so embarrassing.
All right. Your mom and them be out with the baby just be like, nigga, nigga, nigga.
I feel like any N-word passes gotta reapply if they was giving them for white people. That's ridiculous. Like, after the elections, you got to reapply for status on that shit. No, people cannot just keep giving that shit out, because it's some Kid Rock niggas in there too. That's on some like, nah, I thought we were cool, bro. I mean, make America great again, nigga. I'm like, nope.
Nope.
I don't know what's going on with Randolph.
His computer crashed. He's rebooting now.
Okay.
He can't make it back on. He said, don't let me slow you all down.
Okay.
All right.
His computer crashed. He's restarting.
The whole thing? Damn.
Man. He must be having that hamster wheel inside. Y'all got to hit up the church fund over there, guys. Three guys on.
Mm-hmm. Give them that airplane.
No, y'all got to hook them up.
Mm-hmm. Take care of the Dinkers over there.
Yeah. You know, you got, this man got a family, you know, to take care of. Y'all got to hook him up with a laptop. This is ridiculous, man.
He shouldn't be having these problems.
Yeah. I imagine him trying to log into Chase Bank and pay that bill and the laptop taking too long. Now that's a $35 fee. Come on now. All right. Let's talk about some news, man. Okay. Apparently, a woman claims that Drake has knocked her up. Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yep. Really? Yeah. A woman named Laquana Gason.
Black.
she is black, Karen. That's
black.
That is a good guess. Laquana Gason says she's pregnant by Drake. Drizzy is the father, according to her. Back in February, Drake sent her Instagram to her Instagram page to initiate that meetup. From there, she was given Drake's number. They talked a bit. She was flown out to see him, and eventually they hooked up. After their rendezvous in Manchester, things seemed to be okay. However, in March, LaQuanta revealed to the superstar that she was pregnant, and that is when she says he went ghost. Man, she hit the jackpot.
Does he have any kids? Drake doesn't have any kids at all, right?
So, not yet. It only takes one time. Type of dude,
he protects himself. I don't know that he would accidentally get someone pregnant, because he would have already done that by now.
You know what, though? Drake has, like, he has a rep for kind of for not using rubbers, though. Because there was another chick on, she was on Vlad TV. She was talking about she regretted sleeping with Drake and not using protection, though.
Mm-hmm. So, really? Yeah, I forget her name, but yeah, I remember that. She was like, yeah, he doesn't use condoms. And I was like, this nigga's stupid.
Yeah. She was one of those chicks with, like, ridiculous, where you see her body and you go, this is not a real, she's not a real human.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, those are the women that Drake is fucked. You look at them and go, this isn't a human. This isn't a human being.
I can't get her pregnant. She's not even human.
Yeah. Why would I be what?
I'll tell you what, guys. The thing is, that's the original model vagina, guys, and it still works. So even if, even if she has some post-factory enhancements on other parts of her body, you can still get her pregnant, dog. You better be careful out here. But on Instagram, she posted alleged text exchanges between her and Drake. She also posted positive pregnancy test results at dated April 17th. Check out the T below. Shout out to BallAlert.com where I got this.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. I am Layla Lace says on Instagram. So I guess still in this era, this is the new thing that after you tell a dude you pregnant, they stop answering the phone for exclamation points. One lesson I have learned out this whole situation is to never be so naive when a guy disrespects you through exclamation points. Like, you don't even have to do nothing wrong to this man. It's really unbelievable how he will just feed you with lies and hurt you for no reason. Once you forgive and accept, it's just known that he at Champagne Poppy will continue to treat you like shit.
Champagne Poppy.
That's his name on Instagram. I should have ran for the hills, but no, I felt for the good guy image that this asshole portrayed to be. What a hashtag fraud. I feel so stupid. I never told this man no. I did everything he told me to do, shaking my fucking head, 4 exclamation points. And then she has like 3 brackets around. Never asked him for a dime. Oh, what'd you say, Tim?
I said, that's the problem. She never told her nigga no.
Mm-hmm. You gotta say no sometimes.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, he did rap about, you know, ever since you left the city.
Mm-hmm. He did say that. Cause I got my
Maybe
own.
I forgot. I don't know.
Cause I got my own bread. Whatever he did for me, he did it on his own. I had to remind myself that this man was once an actor. So why the hell did I fall for his bullshit? What makes matters worse is that when you try to be private about shit and keep your mouth shut, nobody cares. It's a shame that I even have to come out of my character. I hate that I gotta put my business out like this, but fuck it. People nowadays only respect when you messy and ratchet. Shaking my motherfucking head. Fuck you, Drake. You and I know I was good to you. This is how you treat them dusty, thirsty ass bitches that be on your dick. Get the not the female that wasn't even checking for you. Just respect me. That's all I care for. Respect. The bullshit was uncalled for. Shaking my fucking head. But don't worry, I'm gonna make sure I make a field day out of your fucking ass.
She about to get paid.
Yeah, I don't know what Drake was thinking, man.
Well, his name on Twitter is Poppy, so he must be interested in having a child.
he's gonna change it to Champagne, not the father. Like,
I don't think that was on purpose, though. I think he pulled out just not fast enough.
Let me tell you something, man. The leg lock is undefeated. Okay, a lot of us are here because that leg lock is fucking. It's magical, man. A lot of people made some mistakes, man. We are a lot of mistakes. There's 6 billion people on this earth. Probably the vast majority of us not meant to be here. It's just biology and procreation is a motherfucker, dog. It feel too good.
Yeah.
I only take one time to get caught slipping, dog. One time. Doesn't mean your parents don't love you. I'm just saying, guys. Just, everything's not the Cosby Show. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they just didn't want you. That doesn't. That's a different thing.
Yeah. People love a lot of shit they didn't want, you know? Yeah, she posted some pictures of them texting back and forth. Hello, how you doing? This is Layla. DJ Spider NYC gave me your number. Hi, love. Just landed in Leeds. Was on the plane. How's your day going? Oh, okay. LOL. Are you getting my messages? I'm good. I'm just a little tired. I went out last night with a couple of friends to celebrate. Drake. LOL. Are you getting my messages? Oh, you must have sent that twice. This nigga was fresh. She says, yeah, I was getting. Say that again, Tim.
You must look good. What's her name again?
Her name is I am Layla Lace. Yeah, I'll try to put her on screen in a second. Then she says, yeah, I was getting dressed. He says, oh, nice. What were you celebrating? He says, you're coming to see me, I heard, and a bunch of face emojis. I don't know what those faces are. I don't know. Are those sad? They look like sad faces. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with this nigga. she said, LOL, yes, I am. That should be fun. I've never been to London, so it'll definitely be a great experience. And then I don't know what those emojis are. And then he said,
yeah, she didn't see London. All she saw was the bedroom.
Well, I mean,
welcome to London. Here's the bed.
Well, he's not around, you know. She probably went and did things, you know. Probably took a couple bus tours when he wasn't around, you know. You know, he probably didn't stick around long. We will be in Manchester first, then go to London, he said. She says, okay, hon. I guess there's a little bit, a little insight into how that celebrity, the Instagram game works. I mean, they haven't really talked, you know, like this isn't chopped out and edited. This is all like within a short period of time. And, you know, I think they started texting at 1:30 and by 10 PM, you know, it was just very much like, no, like my friend told me you're going to come out, fly out to see me. You're going to meet me in Manchester. Then we're going to go to London. You know, probably don't know her real name. Mm-mm. Any of that shit.
A lot of stars and celebrities, they do that. Like, that's their thing. I think there's been an article on Ball Deep Sports where a lot of them do that because they said when they do that, they can actually rest between games.
Oh, NBA players love Tinder because of that.
They're not out as late. Yeah. You know, just come over, have sex, and then you can go.
Wow.
They get 2 hours extra sleep just because they don't have to go out and fake at a club or whatever.
And it's odd because I get her point, which is that I wasn't in it for the money. Like, I didn't need to turn around and be like, now give me $1,000 or whatever the fuck. So you could at least have some courtesy about you. But from my perspective reading this, I also see why a guy like Drake is like, well, you're obviously disposable. I didn't even have to know you to fuck you or get you to fly overseas or any of that shit. Like, I've essentially had my boy like order you like takeout. He probably doesn't have any respect for this woman.
I just saw a picture of her, and yeah.
That, yeah. See, I think like these dudes are rich and famous, and looking at Instagram for them is like ordering Uber Eats or whatever the fuck. You know what I mean?
It's not even like you ever talk to a girl that has like Tinder or whatever. It's like that but it's the male side. Like, every woman that has Tinder or that's dating online, she has about 75 to 150 messages from dudes. Hey, what's up? Hey, what's going on?
A lot of them.
A lot. And then the rich dude, but for Drake, it's probably the same thing.
Right.
And then he just picks which ones. Okay, this bitch, I can just, you know, I can skeet her out and then, you know. Right. This will be my London. This will be my London genre.
Yeah, that's probably, that seems London. To be the way he was thinking.
Well, that's what like those old like those hair metal bands in the 80s, like Def Leppard. They would have a guy on staff during the concert. They would just go over to him and say, "Hey, that girl over there, fourth row, get her." And so he would, his job would be to go grab girls out of the crowd, say, you want to come back and meet the band after the show? And they would just come back and have sex.
Right.
This is just a modern version of that.
Well, he said, what's your IG? She said, I am Layla Lace. And then he sent a blushing emoji. And she put, thank you, with a blushing emoji and a kissy face. And she had a caption below this that says, so I guess still in this era, this is the new thing, that after you tell a dude you're pregnant, they stop answering the phone. And then she also had the she also had another one from February 25th where she texted him, and she says, let me make sure it's from, okay, he's the blue, she's the yellow. Okay, cool. So he says, nah, for real though, you got me missing you. And then she put laughing emojis, ha ha ha, lol, babe, I've been missing you. And then he says, hope I can see you again soon, I love when you send me pics, which is kind of disheartening as a guy, is that one of the most famous dudes in the world is still jacking off to sex,
still thirsty.
Yeah, man, it's like, what can quench pictures. Drake is begging for pictures, man. It doesn't matter who you are in this world.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure he probably get them without asking because of who he is. But when Tim was talking about the reverse for women, you can be a regular ass woman, you can get tons of penis pics. Where the fuck this come from? You just click on it and not, you got a dick in your face with balls. I didn't ask for this.
Whose dick is this?
That's right. What you ask. Who is this? And why did you think I wanted to see it?
It's amazing, dog. Like, this dude is the most, one of the most famous sought after men on the planet, and he's still like, could you send me some more pictures of your titties? It doesn't matter who you are. Like, somewhere President Obama is like, Michelle, for real though, send me a picture of that thing sitting just real quick. Yeah. Damn, the great equalizer. So then
Randolph's not gonna make it back. He said, give my apologies.
Oh, okay. All right. Y'all gotta get him a new computer, everybody. Come on, man.
Come on, y'all chip in, y'all.
Chip in.
Mm-hmm. The deacons be preaching to y'all every week. Y'all be hearing. Put right. Put them in their pot.
Okay. Y'all don't never miss a show. Mm-mm. And y'all sit up there and let this man use a Macintosh. The first one.
Come on.
Not even an Apple.
A Macintosh.
He's got an E-machine. That's what he's using right now.
Yeah.
We actually have one of them, baby. That's old.
Yeah, he's using a Gateway with the cow on the box. And y'all sitting up here basking in the free glory.
We have one of them, too.
Y'all get Randolph a motherfucking computer. This is a ridiculous.
Come on.
So she goes on with another screen capture. How are you? How was your day? She says. He said, just finished my show. She says, okay. And then March 8th, she says, hey, can you call me, please? He says, I'm on the plane. What's wrong? She posted a picture of, I guess this pregnancy test.
Pregnancy test.
Yeah. I guess that's the proof. And she posted all three pages of it, and she went to the doctor for the pregnancy test, y'all. Like, she knew she was sitting on a gold mine. She didn't, this ain't no, oh, I went and pissed on one of them dollar store pregnancy tests. Right. This is,
what did it do a thing, 5 out of 10 or something, shit like that. She was like,
she got official, like, her
like, shit was typed out.
Her social security number is on these pages, is what I'm saying.
And what an address.
She talk about five of them dollar store tests first, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, you know it. I'm not gonna lie, man. I've said this for years on the show, but like, this is the thing that a lot of men like join together and like downing women for, like, oh, you trapped this man. But I'm gonna tell you something, guys. That's coming from jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we could trap women, we would. You know.
Yeah.
You can tell, because men can't have babies for people and make them attached to them. But there's a lot of men that feel ownership over women all the time. Yeah, where it's like, do. You know, people ask Chris Brown about Carrie Uchi having a boyfriend. Like, that's, like, as a society, we definitely look at it like, you fucked her once, that's a trap, you know? So we would definitely do it. That, a lot of this shit comes from jealousy.
Yeah.
So she goes on.
She got a doctor's name and everything.
Mm-hmm. Then she got another text. Okay, cool. We're going to be on the same flight. She says, okay, cool. Then he says, I switch. And then she put, her, I guess this is her information for the plane pickup. And he said, we on the same flight Friday. And she says, for the hating ass dick riding bitches who got a lot to say, I'm unbothered though. No, you're not. No, you're not. I'm unbothered though. Keep being fans to a. Say that again, Tim. I'm sorry.
I said, obviously not.
Yeah, she's very bothered. Keep being fans to a nigga that don't even know you, and that will never give you the time of the day. And then another person, I guess, DJ Spade NYC said, hey, text me, got something important. And she also took a screenshot of that. By the way, I don't know why y'all didn't cut off contact when she started screenshotting everything. Everybody's supposed to just, this is a lost cause. Y'all's business is in the street. Should have answered the first call.
You should have.
She went all caps on her last post, okay? Also, I'm going to make this very clear. I never checked for this little 2-inch dirty dick ass nigga. His lying ass sent for me. Never did I throw myself at him. Never a groupie. Never did I ask for any of this. No, we didn't meet in no video shoot / studio / concert or in no club. This man made it his business, spell wrong, to ask to meet me off of seeing a pic of me that was sent to him by his mans. I never asked his man to send Drake a pic of me either. Let's just make that clear too. I feel like Stephen A. Smith, how he talk
just loud.
When I met his mans, and I had no clue he even knew Drake until the next day when his mans hit me up on Instagram and told me they were friends, even though I was nervous to even meet Drake. He managed to persuade me into leaving my country with his mans to meet him. I was living my life drama free before all of this, and here he comes out of fucking nowhere corrupting my fucking life. That's all the update we got right now. So I don't know.
I think women need to understand something about when you tell a single man that you're pregnant with his child, there needs to be an understanding. The man is now grieving for his freedom being gone. So you got to give him a chance to get through all five stages. He'll go into denial. He'll have anger. He's got to get. So if you tell a single man that you're pregnant with his child, just assume you won't hear. Give him a week. Just let him ignore you for a week, and then he'll eventually get to acceptance. You can't expect that reply right away. You just have to be like, hey, I'm pregnant. See you in May.
It is.
And he'll come around.
Yeah, it is a lot to expect from a guy like Drake and the way that they met and had sex. It is a lot to expect him to have, like, that pregnancy commercial response. You know how the father in every pregnancy commercial is always like, yes, like, oh my, thank
they're
God
so happy.
Oh, we've been trying so hard to get pregnant,
it don't always
happen. You're happy, I'm happy, we're both happy. Mm-hmm. And it's sad because in the commercial they always make it seem like the woman's looking at the test like nervous, and because of how, you know, most of us as adults probably think of pregnancy, because of how most of us think of it in that moment, I'm always worried for her, like, I hope you're not pregnant. And then it's always positive, and she's like, she starts smiling. I'm like, oh, that is right. Some people want to get pregnant. That's what the fuck was I thinking?
Yeah, some people do. They want to keep it real. You need to show the people that it ain't always happy for everybody.
Oh, you want them to have a commercial? They can't have that in the commercial, though. I'm pregnant. She opens the door. The nigga's gone.
But that's a real response.
She turns around. All she sees is the smoke. A big cloud.
She pulls back the covers on the bed. It's just all pillows.
And then the slogan for the commercial is like, at least you know.
At least you know.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, man. But yeah, man.
Oh, Randolph is in chat, by the way.
Okay. And he just can't, for some reason, get on screen. Oh, let me stop sharing the screen. Maybe he can come back on. Let me see what I can do about this. Give me 1 second, guys. Okay, I'll try to invite him back on. If
he's on the Apple now.
Oh, so he can't get
on the Mac. Yeah, he's got to download Chrome.
Okay. All right, well, keep me updated, Randolph. If you can get invited back on, I will. Yeah, man, Drake might have got a girl pregnant. We'll see. And well, yeah, looking at her,
overdue for that.
It really is, right? I feel like, yeah, if he wants to be
long enough,
especially if he wants to be like, you know, a black rapper from America, which is like his number one imitation, he gonna have to start having some kids out of wedlock, man. He was a little too respectable for me. Well, maybe I can say that again.
Let's be honest though, he got some abortions out there though.
Oh,
let's
for sure.
Yeah. He didn't went raw a few times, so
mm-hmm.
slide him a little bit. Hey, this is for that, you know. All right, nice to meet you.
Yeah, you can't be. My thing is, you can't really be mad at her for keeping it, especially mm-hmm. if you did, especially if you disavowed her. Like, you won't even talk to the woman, dog. Like, of course she gonna keep it.
Yeah,
like,
that's the last thing you should do.
Yeah, you better talk to that woman, man. If you really dead set against her having your kid, you better, I don't know, smooth it over. I don't know what the fuck.
I mean, he could have played it a different way. He did the typical, like, oh, shit, I got to get out of here move.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, first of all, she'll keep the baby out of spite.
Right.
For him.
No,
I don't. He should have played the, listen, I just had an album drop. Like, let's have one of these kids later on when we still together.
Right.
You know, the actor. He's gonna play that shit up.
Right.
But he did some nigga shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kinda proud of him for that part, but he's still
also when it comes to sperm, it's finders keepers. So just you gotta wear a condom.
Yeah,
it is
her sperm now.
Yeah, it is finders keepers. Like, when people fail to realize, once you release it, it land wherever it may, and you got to deal with it, dog.
Yep. Well, mm-hmm. Drake might be the daddy, y'all. So good luck out there, buddy. You know, for what it's worth, I think he could be a good dad. Okay, he seems like he got a good head on his shoulder. You know, he could be a good dad. I don't think he will be. Cause he doesn't seem to want to be, but he could. I mean, there's no reason for him to, he could give up this lifestyle, but he can't help himself.
A deadbeat Canadian father is like a good American father.
Right. Mm. Right. That's like the most, that's like a deadbeat Canadian father is on there. He's there for every birthday. He's always going to pick you up on time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man. That just made me laugh. Cause I got you know, sometimes on Facebook, you can check your messages and they have like that little tab for where anybody can send you a message, but you don't get it unless you go over there looking for it.
Okay, I probably got some over there. I don't pay that shit no attention.
Yeah, I went over there and looked at some, and before I deleted them, one of them was from a dude that was telling me how racism in Canada is worse than America.
What?
It was from like March. I have no idea what the fuck we were talking about in March that would mm-hmm. make somebody send me that shit, but it's like he was having a racism contest. He's like, in Canada, a woman called me a nigga to my face. I've been called nigga more times than you could count or whatever. I was like, okay, like, you win?
Yeah,
the fuck you want
know.
Me to say, man?
I don't know.
Are you a nigga? Because it might have something to do with it.
Yeah. Was you acting real niggerish? What was you doing?
Are you acting like a nigga?
Yeah.
Then mate.
I was walking through the mall eating watermelon chicken, minding my own business. Because a woman came up to me when I was ordering a grape drink, and she said,
"Is there a watermelon glaze? Do we have a watermelon glaze yet?"
I feel like it must be out there. I feel like it should be out there.
Gotta be.
Hey, Randolph said, Randolph wants to know if he can get a link to get back on.
Oh, yeah.
He's in the chat.
He's in the chat. All right, cool. Let me invite him back on. Give me a second, guys.
All
right. But yeah, Drake might have got some lady pregnant. Mm-mm-mm.
He ain't the only one. What's his name too? He got a stripper pregnant.
See now,
New
see
York Nick.
There we go with the misinformation. Carmelo got some woman pregnant, not confirmed that she's a stripper. Like, if everybody reported she was a stripper this morning.
Somebody said dancer.
Well, no, no, not even right. dancing. This more later on, it was reported like she got a PhD and all this other shit. Mm. Now, keep in mind, doesn't preclude that she could have been stripping. So I'm just
that's
waiting.
Worse.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the details to come out. Okay, like I don't feel comfortable. What'd you say? Tim?
I'd rather her be a stripper than a respectable woman.
Oh, Lord.
It makes more sense to me. If she was a stripper, then you could be like, oh, well, I mean, Carmelo was at the strip club. If I was Lala, I would have been left. If she, if she's a real woman, she has a job and shit. No,
a 401k? What?
A real woman?
PTO time? Mm-mm, can't be fucking with a woman that got PTO time. Benefits and shit? What are we talking about here?
Now see, I think the opposite on this, okay? I feel like nobody is more equipped to run a nigga for his coins than a stripper. Like, to me, she the threat. Like, she probably know all the ins and outs of the justice system and everything. She like, oh, I'm about to get this nigga for all his coins. You know what I'm saying?
Conversation has been great.
Being like for them being in a relationship though, I could if Lala like Carmelo could explain away like stripper. Look, she's in sex. I just went to the club. I just banged once. I didn't use a rubber. You could almost explain it.
Oh my god! Come on, Randolph. Hey, Princessa.
Hey, baby. How you doing?
Please tell me the sound is off. Please tell me.
Hello, Freckles.
Hi. Do you got any jokes?
What's up? Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
You got any? You know any jokes? Do you know any jokes right now?
Yeah.
Can you tell us one?
Let me think of one.
All right.
Looking on my headphones. Can you guys hear me? All right.
Yeah, we hear you.
Ava busted in like the girl, like the little girls in the. In that video with the dude from Korea.
Randall's wife gonna come in on her hands and knees, crawling, pulling her out.
In the background, yeah.
Right.
Well, she's got a way of knowing when we're talking about strippers or something.
Yeah.
by the way, this conversation is golden.
Bye-bye.
Say bye-bye. You got to go finish your homework.
Bye-bye. I wanted to tell them a joke.
Well, so quick.
I don't know if y'all heard. Doc McStuffins is having, like, a clearance sale or something.
Mm-hmm. Doc McStuffins is live.
What kind of bath toy uses soap but never gives it back?
What kind of bath toy uses soap but never gives it back?
A rubber ducky.
Oh snap! Oh, that's good, Ava. That's good. You stick with this, you got a future.
Abe,
a robber ducky.
Y'all gonna quit encouraging that girl?
Nah, man. She can do anything she wants to do. I support
so anyway,
her.
These nasty ass.
See, when you come in a stripper, okay?
Lala,
when you
Lala,
now, where was we y'all? Ass, and ass. That's what we were talking about?
Yeah.
See, that's why you fuck him in the ass. Oh, Randolph's daughter is here, y'all.
Booty butt cheeks, what?
But, yeah, man, I think I can see what you're saying. You're saying that he may have had, like, a full-out affair with a quote-unquote respectable woman. But if it's a stripper, he can try to explain it away as this just got cross streams with the sex work. I see what you're saying, Tim.
Yeah, a stripper could be a moment of weakness. You can explain that away.
See, but my thing is, if y'all are looking at it from the relationship standpoint, and I'm looking at it from most likely to keep the baby and get all the money. And I feel like the stripper is definitely a danger to that. Like,
yeah, it is that angle too.
Yeah, look at Dwayne Wade.
I think Tim is onto something with that though, with the mature woman.
Mm-hmm.
That adds an element of this is serious business into
it's a relationship.
Yeah.
But I also think we've all forgotten, as me and the Queen were talking about this just last night. He's been with Lala since he was like 19.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He's 30 something now. Think of how much you change in 1 year from 19 to 20, 20 to 21, 22 to 23.
Mm-hmm.
This is the only woman he's been with since college.
Well, his basketball game hasn't changed.
Well, no.
He's gotten no better at basketball.
Yeah.
And he's got some constants in his life, and this is it, the basketball game. This right. Give me the ball. I'm going to shoot.
Yeah.
And if I run up on a college educated woman, give me the pussy, I'm gonna shoot. I mean, I guess either way.
And she was like, she's like 4 years older than him too. Okay. So, yeah. You know, she caught him when he was still wet behind the ears, breast smelling like Similac. Right. And, you know, maybe now he's realizing that it's more out there, you know?
Well, he has been the last 2-3 years, especially become more of an activist. He's probably been, thirsting for knowledge, and maybe he's not getting that from her. He needs that from somebody else.
Maybe that's
true. Weren't you guys saying that this woman was like a PhD and that kind of stuff? And
that was all the rumors, dog. I don't
allegedly.
Yeah, I don't feel like anything is confirmed, because the other part is you could be both. Like right. It is New York City. Like, it might take a lot to meet them bills. I don't know what she doing. She might be stripping in the evening and professing in the morning. I have no idea.
Well, plus all those strippers who are stripping their way through school, at some point they finish school.
Exactly. True. You know? I know I paid for many a PhD, okay? They call me the United Negro College Fund around here, because of mine is a terrible thing to put on my waist, okay?
I'll be right back. I'm gonna find my headphones.
All right. but I don't know.
Randolph, get back. But I'll pose the question: mm-hmm. Do you think this is gonna make him a better basketball player?
No.
You don't think so? You think it'll take away from his game?
Yeah, I don't know that it'll take away. I feel like his game is unchangeable. It's why he's never gotten better or worse. He just plays the same way. No matter what the team is, he had like 2 years where he tried to play a little bit different and went to the post a little bit, and that was fun to watch. But end of the day, Melo gonna take that ball, hold it for 6 seconds, and then shoot the same fucking shot he could have shot when he first caught it, man.
Yeah, hold it. Yep. So. Face to face with somebody.
Yep.
Yeah. A little jab step or two, and then just shoot.
Yep. Well, sounds like he got pump faked on this one, guys.
I see what you did there.
Hey, you know. he's always been able to drive to the hole and score, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, in the courtroom, he's going to be on defense.
I don't get no rubbers. I don't get that. You got a wife.
Man, vagina is undefeated, bro.
That's messy, though. That's real messy.
Not even the part that the fact that he's cheating, but
that's real messy. That's just.
I feel like it's just a matter of time, though, man. You know, like if you keep fucking,
something bound to go wrong.
Something gonna happen. It's too much fucking going on in the world. It's just a matter of time. That's why humanity always keeps fucking procreating, man. It's vagina is too good. Like, it's really better than drugs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah it is.
Like, you can be
on. It is a drug.
Yeah.
It's the original drug,
dog.
The original crack. Vagina is the original crack.
Exactly,
the
man.
The original crack.
It don't matter.
Vagina brings down civilizations, but vagina brings down walls of around kingdoms. Vagina will make you buy a car. Vagina is powerful. Vagina is crack, baby. It
really is, man.
Y'all keep saying vagina. Pussy will do all of that shit.
pussy makes you fight. Well, that's the difference there. Pussy
is war because of pussy.
I'm just saying, man.
Hyacinth, you have been fucking another. No. I'm killing that nigga and his whole fucking race.
Yeah. It's powerful, man. Like, dick isn't really that powerful. It's more like a, like, you might make two women might fight in a club over some dick. But like,
and that's a might.
Yeah, like you'll have a random episode of Snapped over some dick. Like something like that at the most. And it's normally not the dick, if we've been honest. it's the offense to the fact that you ain't got some other sex. Like, it's not even
right.
Like, it's not
like
even
the problem of other vagina.
Yeah, it's not like
today is still born out.
This dick was so good. It's always like this nigga had the nerve after I gave him some vagina to be ungrateful about it.
Think about the movie Troy. Two kingdoms went to war. Over a woman. You have never in the history of wars heard about two kingdoms going to war over some dick. That don't happen.
No, yeah. It happens. It's in the history of every show on the ID channel. It's on a smaller scale.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, families will get ruined, but not countries.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. Women got way more control, man. Like, you can't make another person fight your war over some sex or a woman.
Nah.
But you can definitely, I mean, over a dude. But you can get people to line up and fight over some woman that they don't know and have no interest in. You see it every day on the internet. If some dude is having a problem and it comes down to that gender war where it's like, this guy, like in this case, Mello got trapped by a stripper. You already got dudes lining up to be like, that bitch, they don't know this woman and they damn sure don't know Carmelo Anthony.
Come on.
They already lined up. That it just don't work that way the other way, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's an oversaturation.
No, very rarely.
Yeah,
very rarely. If it does, like Andy said, it's not such a small scale. It'll be like two sisters going to war inside the family, or two close friends going to war, or something like that. It won't be a city going against a city.
Nah, because when it comes to penis, it's literally from a woman's perspective, it's an oversaturation. And
they
can't hear you.
Okay.
So anyway, Doc McStuffins is
I was about to say, wait a minute.
Yeah, it's just I just think it's with a lot of this shit though, people
can't hear y'all.
People always get on the you know, like, cause we're like, you're rich, you gotta protect your assets, you gotta have a kid, you don't wanna pay for this kid and all this stuff. But I think in a lot of cases, one, those are the dudes that can afford it.
Right,
like it's really like a nigga working at Kroger's that shouldn't be having more kids.
Come on,
but like
with athletes like that, we in any other situation we cheer when they misspend their money.
Right.
Right.
Like he can definitely afford it. And then the second thing is that's kind of interesting about it is of all the people that would be out there having another kid or whatever, or having a kid out of wedlock. It's not like we look at athletes that in that type of role model play way. You know what I mean? Like Tom Brady got two baby mamas. You know what I mean? Like it's almost par for the course. We don't like it's not so outlandish.
Tom Brady's white though. That shit goes away when you're white.
And you're not a you're not a baby mother. Yeah, you know.
I mean, Dwayne Wade got a couple baby mamas. Like it's just.
He was on a break, Rod.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot the break we never heard of, guys.
Well, you know what though? I think the problem with, or not the problem, but the difference with Tom Brady, his first bam, like she never got famous. She did the one movie, maybe two, and then after that, nobody knows who the fuck. Can you name her? What's her name?
Is it Giselle?
It's
no, that's his wife.
Oh, that's his wife. The other one is
her name.
I forgot her name. That's my point. Like, you don't know her off the top of your head.
Yeah, I feel like
I know her face.
I feel like white dudes know her.
Yeah, it's a generic white woman. Number
18. I feel like that was unfair to ask me because I don't know white people. Mm.
She was an iRobot.
Bridget Moynihan.
That's it.
Yeah.
Thank you, white man.
Yeah. I'll see. White people know her. It was unfair. All white actresses look alike to me.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, white man.
It's Scarlett Johansson and the rest of them, you know, for me.
I
don't keep
Google
up.
Google image search for Bridget Moynihan, and the third picture is Giselle.
Damn.
And the fourth picture is Will Smith.
The fifth one is the robot from the Will Smith movie. But
the robot pointing at the camera.
Right. Speaking of women keeping a smaller scale when they are upset, they got that dude who shot the old man in Cleveland. He was in Pennsylvania. The police, what happened was he was getting some McDonald's and the McDonald's people recognized him
because his face been everywhere
and told him he needed to wait on them to put some fresh fries while they called the police.
Smart.
which
you got to wait on fresh fries. You're not going to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, you'll sit at McDonald's for a half hour waiting on fries.
Yeah. His last words apparently were, "I need my McNuggets," which don't we all? Don't we all? But then apparently he saw the police. They were chasing him, and so he killed himself. Which, first of all, the McDonald's people are heroes. Because for $7.50 an hour, your boy, I would have just served him the fries, y'all. No offense. I would have cut the fries. I would have called when he was on his way out and I knew I wasn't in danger. Because you know, I'd be afraid that nigga knew what was up and just shoot my ass too and drive off, you know?
You mean you wouldn't have told him to pull up into that parking spot up there and we'll get these fries out to you? You wouldn't have told him that?
Listen, the courage them, like, it's funny, but the courage they must have had to, in that moment, and the wherewithal to be like, just tell him to wait on the fries.
Because they know everybody going to wait on fries. Like, right. He didn't even think twice. Okay, I'll just wait on fries.
Especially when this nigga yelled, "I need my McNuggets." I would have been running around the back of that building so fucking fast. I'm like, where did Rod go? I don't know. He called the cops and ran. But yeah, he committed suicide after a short pursuit ensued. And that was at 11:10 this morning. So, that of all the people that he claimed to have murdered, they only still know the one dude, which is, you know, a lot of times when these guys, like these abusive, crazy dudes, talk, like, it's like a cliche of abusers, but they often lie.
Mm-hmm.
To control the situation, they often blame something, like in this case he blamed his girlfriend for making him shoot the people. Her not calling him was supposed to be the reason. There's also some history of like animal abuse in his past. You know, different people are bringing up, like, from his life that are bringing up stuff. One woman talked about his sexuality and all this different stuff. So I don't know. I don't think you could ever get to the bottom of it anyway, even if he was alive, but I'm glad he's off the streets.
Hey, there's two things I'm kind of tired of in this that happened. The one is people asking the survivors of the victim, do they forgive the shooter?
No.
Do you have forgiveness in your heart? Which I just saw the clip of the Anderson Cooper, so I don't know if he asked them that, but I do know. Look, if you feel like you need to forgive this person to move ahead in your life, fine. But this immediate thing of black people automatically forgiving people who have wronged us, this is going to have to stop. Because that comes from slavery. That comes from slavery of, well, you got to forgive, and in the next life you'll be rewarded. You'll be the bigger person. You just walk up and shoot my dad, and now I'm like, I forgive him. He was crazy. I don't care. My dad is gone. I don't forgive you. Yes, you deserve to die, and I hope you burn in hell.
Yeah, and I should be allowed to be human and feel that way. Like, it shouldn't just...
Right. We're the only ones that are asked of that we have to do that. We have to be the forgiving. We're the only ones that are asked to be forgiving. We're the only ones.
Yeah.
When's the last time you heard somebody white go, yeah, you know, I forgive them?
Right. You forgive them from 9/11? No, let's kill all the motherfuckers. We still are dropping bombs on random motherfuckers over there based off of 9/11. Right. But you let a motherfucker shoot up a church full of innocent black people, and that family better be forgiven and toe the line immediately.
Yeah. The dude punched at the rally. He's in the court with the old man, with the old white man who punches him. Dude is found guilty, and then he's got to stand there, and the old white man says, "Well, I wasn't the only one, motherfucker. You started it,
right?
You started it, but now I gotta forgive you, and I gotta be the bigger person." Cause that's the bullshit they always hit you with. Well, you got to be the bigger person. Well, you know what? I like being a littler person sometimes. I like the low road sometimes.
The low road is underrated.
Yeah, it's comfortable down here on this low road sometimes. It really is.
For sure.
J&M said I'm petty.
It's been nothing wrong with me.
Yep.
What's wrong with that?
My favorite song today on Kendrick Lamar's new album is the XXX song, because he has this verse. Yeah. He has this verse about his boy telling him about his son being killed by some dude. And everybody knows Kendrick as this guy who's like, yo, we got to do better. This black on black violence is killing us. If we don't respect each other's lives, how are we going to expect somebody else to respect us? And then in that same song, when homeboy said, brought that shit up, he was like, yeah, man, if somebody killed my family, I'm gonna kill them. Like, regardless of all that higher minded shit that I want to be on, at the end of the day, I will fuck somebody up for coming at my family. No questions asked. And then he ends that verse by going to talk to kids about not being violent. Like, I fucking love that, the realism of that conundrum that we find ourselves in, often with this shit.
The thing is that there's no such thing as black on black crime.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't exist. You rob who's close to you. You kill who's close to you.
Right.
You get at the people that are close to you. We are the only ones who are judged by that.
Right.
We're the only ones. Latinos aren't. Asians aren't. White people definitely aren't. Mm-hmm. It's to make us look monstrous. That's right. What they want, to make us look monstrous. They don't even care about each other. Yeah, but you're doing the same thing to each other because you're doing it to people who are close to you. Right. But we're the ones that it has to be something malevolent about our spirit. And we fall into it. We say the same shit. Well, what about black on black crime? Well, sit the fuck down, Charles Barkley. Can we go back to just talking about hoes for a second, lighten this up?
No. We're off the hoes, okay? We're talking about some serious shit right now.
We off the hoes? I mean, we get back on the hoes.
Hoe talk was earlier.
It's not fair that they do it to us.
Right.
And it's not fair that we expect it out of ourselves. It's not fair. You can't fall into that bullshit of black on black crime. That's not a real thing. It's just crime.
That's like I said, that's kind of the part that I love about that song, is that Kendrick is one of them dudes that believes in the black on black crime myth. And he also acknowledged in that moment that you can't stop that cycle of because it's unfair to ask somebody to be more than human when you do some shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, it's, you know,
and less than human.
Yeah, exactly. Right, yeah. Right. Like, you gotta be fucking, yeah, it's impossible. It is impossible for you to take the life of somebody I love and for me to already supposed to let that shit slide, man. So, I did find that to be some real shit, man. The only thing I'll add to this, story before we do move on is, there's people going around acting like this Stevens dude, it's some type of conspiracy from the government to distract us.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
From, I saw some of that today.
Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, people are...
Now, that's white folks shit right there. All this conspiracy theories.
That truther shit. It's the same shit that people said after Sandy Hook.
Right.
And Newtown. Yeah. They were like, oh, these are truthers. These truthers, they're like, these are crisis actors. This family isn't real. These families that are grieving that President Obama met with, that cried and shit. They said those people weren't real. People are saying this man's family aren't, the man who was killed, the old man, they're saying his family, they're not real. This job this man supposedly had, on his Facebook page, it goes back years of him posting videos and all this shit so he's a real person, you know, they didn't fucking, he's not some government operative that they waited for years and years and years to have strike to get anything with Trump out of the news, cause Trump's always doing some shit. He'll be in the news every day, constantly. There's nothing currently that, like I said, that's going on that would even make this shit feasible. But more importantly, it's disrespectful, man. It's disrespectful, to the families. It's disrespectful to the life lost. And a lot of the people I saw passing this around were black dudes. And I know that the idea is to avoid the very obvious elephant in the room, which is that there's a systemic violence coming from the point of men towards our women, and then it's like, how can we avoid it? Oh, it's a conspiracy. The government made it. Listen, it's not a conspiracy any more than George Zimmerman killing Trayvon Martin was a conspiracy. Committing an act of violence in the name over a woman, that shit happens literally every day, many, many times a day, every hour, many times an hour. There doesn't need to be a conspiracy about that shit. And it's really disrespectful to pass that out. And if I see the shit, whether it's in our Facebook group or any of that, you're fucking gone. You're canceled. We're not gonna be a place where you can pass out that bullshit. The same thing happened at the Sandy Hook. If I would have saw somebody in there talking about, these are crisis actors, those kids aren't dead, your ass would have been gone. Well, we're gonna treat this shit the exact motherfucking same. So, yeah, don't do that shit around me, man. And just take some time and listen and embrace and try to understand, do some research. I'm telling you, it would behoove a lot of people to go look up, violence against women, just, even within just the United States. And learn, man, because then you'll see, like, oh, this is why women feel a certain way. It's why they got across the street. Mm-hmm. It's why they worry about your strange ass approaching them in public. It's why you know deep down when your woman leaves or goes somewhere, or somebody you love that's a woman goes somewhere. It's why your ass worries. So let's keep it 100 and stop trying to deflect because of our egos.
Right. It's also why they walk around. They're not smiling all the time because they don't want to seem approachable.
Right.
They don't want to be bothered.
Right. Even though I was smiling too hard, and then people use it as an excuse. Like, well, obviously she wants this attention. We have an hour 20-minute break. Like, so I'm gonna go to the next session. Invite everyone back on screen. It only takes like a minute, guys. Just give me 1 second. We'll be right back, guys.
An invite. Gotcha.
All right. Cool. It'll pop up in a second. My shit's moving slow. All right. Just take your time, Crowdcast.
I must be rubbing off on you.
Yeah, as soon as Randolph connected, it was like, fuck it, man. We moving slow now.
Fuck it, yeah. I'm on the laptop now, so.
Yeah, we got you now, man. All right.
So that down list. I'm good from here on out. It's laptop.
All right, it should just be a second, man, because I just hit the button. I don't know what the fuck's happening. Am I still on screen?
Yes, you are.
All right, cool.
Yes, you are.
Take your time, guys.
Have we talked about Tim having a basketball in his shot? Have we talked about how black that is?
It is pretty black. Tim out here shooting hoops. All right, cool. Now I'm going to the next session. I don't know why it's moving so slow. Matter of fact, let me check the task manager here, because you never know if that program came back. Call audience to session. Mm-hmm. Prepare to go live. Fuck it, we'll do it live. All right, so I'm live, and now I'm gonna invite them back on screen.
All right, I see you.
All right, cool. You see me? All right, cool. Yes, I'm inviting them back on.
Okay.
Starting with Andy, Tim, and let me see, where's Randolph? There he goes. So they should be popping back on. All right, Andy's back. Randolph's back,
and we just working good now.
As soon as we get Tim on, we should be good to go.
You guys hear me all right?
Yeah, yep, yeah,
baby.
Fantastic.
So, but I invited some dude named Knuckles. That's not Tim. No. What the fuck,
Frankie? Sorry. Knuckles.
Sorry, Knuckles. I didn't mean to do that. Screen must have moved on me for a second. That's my bad, dog. All right, cool. Now I invited Tim, so he should pop back up in a second. But yeah, man, I'm definitely not letting that conspiracy shit slide around me, so fuck that shit.
Yeah, and something people, else.
That, I think.
Go ahead,
I
Karen.
I think that's the best. Oh. I think that's the best thing.
Oh, did we lose Randolph?
No, I'm here.
I'm still okay. Here.
It used to be that you could just ignore nonsense.
Right.
I don't think you should ignore nonsense anymore. You got to call nonsense out loudly in its face and then dismiss it. But you got to call it out. You can't just say, oh, that's just so-and-so being so such and such. Them days are done. Used to be you would just ignore something like, oh, there's a, but now it's too easy for one to meet two and two to meet four, and now there's a whole heap of them just walking around. Did I just say heap?
Yes. You did. You know what's wild though? Like, these same brothers don't think Mike Brown was a conspiracy. They don't think Trayvon Martin was a distraction. They don't think Freddie Gray was a distraction. They don't think a kid that got killed in Florida, the Jordan kid, they don't think he was a distraction. You know, they don't think it's a distraction when it's us. You know, they only think it's a distraction when it's somebody they don't want to care about, you know? So it's fucked up, man. And really, people should be ashamed of themselves for even promoting that shit. I was disgusted with folks, man. Like, it's people I just was like, cancel, delete, fuck them, you know? Like, and like I said, I don't want to see it in any space that it belongs to us. Mm-hmm. You can get the fuck out. And if you don't like it, too bad, you know? Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, that's one thing about working a 9-to-5. I miss a lot of the foolishness that Roger gets a hold of. But one more thing I did want to add, and me and Roger were talking at lunch today, something that's very common that a lot of people don't talk about in these situations. These men always blame a lot of times a woman, be it their girlfriend, their sister, their mother. It's always some woman a lot of times, most of the times at the calls. And then a lot of times they end up killing themselves, which is something people don't want to talk about too, because a lot of times they don't want to be accountable and responsible for their actions.
Yeah, they absolutely do, man. Like the dude just last week that shot up the school, killed himself.
Right.
You know, people are like, why wasn't that a conspiracy? You know, it's like, dude, do you think the government, it's just so fucking stupid. Our government can't protect their emails. And we're sitting up here like, it's a conspiracy. Decades in the making, this man was conceived for this one moment in history. Fuck out of here, you sound stupid. All right.
Right. I'm not one to say that killing yourself is the easy way out. I don't believe that. But I also don't believe that killing yourself is a failing. However, in this case, it is the easy way out. Sometimes killing yourself is like anything else. Sometimes it is the easy way out. He knew he was going to motherfucking jail. I'm not going to go to jail. I'll just shoot myself in the head, and I'll take – that's the easy way out for him.
Right.
Because as Karen was saying, he doesn't have to face consequences then. Right. I will pull the trigger on myself, and that way I don't have to face the consequence. I don't have to stand up in court. I don't have to look people in the face. Very cowardly way for him to go out taking this old man. Also, very cowardly for him to choose this old man to take out of the game. Frankly, I don't care if he had mental issues. That doesn't bring that old man back.
You know, the thing is also, I think a lot of times in this situation, it seems like the people have already decided to take themselves out, but the value that they hold on, you know, certain people, particularly women, is so low that they're like, and I'm gonna kill your ass too. You know, like there was a dude that killed a woman's whole family and left her alive and then killed himself because he was like, that will make her be hurt more. Like, she'll hurt. This is all about hurting this woman in his mind. Right. And yet you'll have people that come in and try to make these fucking mental gymnastics to be like, no, it's not about issues with women or any of that shit, you know, or this person's just crazy and that's all it is to it. Like, no, there's more to it. Even if you thought the dude was mentally ill, there's still an impetus here that you can't talk about this while avoiding that very fucking real epidemic of violence against women, dog. Like I said, as much as people get up in arms for like Black Lives Matter, if they had a Women's Lives Matter fucking movement, it would have to be so huge we wouldn't know the names. It would be so many women that get killed every fucking day, you know?
Yes, all women, but
It's not the same.
It's not the same. You mean yes, all white women. Let's just.
Well, even, I'm saying even if they started. Even if they started a movement that said every time a woman dies violently at the hands of a man, we're going to march, there wouldn't be enough marches in the world.
It would not.
That's what I'm saying. No. Like we can name some people that have died in police custody and shit. Correct. You can't name all the women who have been killed by men because it happens that fucking often. You know? So we can't avoid that. It doesn't need to be a fucking conspiracy for something that happens every goddamn day more than once a day. It's not a conspiracy. It's called Monday. It's called Tuesday. You know? All right.
What were you going to say? Andy, were you going to say something?
Well, I think also this is something that happens every day. The only reason this made news is because of how sensational it was.
Right.
Because the guy did a Facebook Live thing and he found some stranger and all that. So what's the conspiracy then? I mean, is it that the news reported it? Because it's still whether or not it gets reported nationwide, it still happens every day.
Right.
So are people mad that it's on the news? Like, What are they mad about? And also, all these people, this is the thing that really gets me about all these conspiracies. The same thing happened when that Russian diplomat was killed on live TV.
Mm-hmm.
There were a couple reporters in Virginia where a guy walked up and he killed a reporter and a cameraman live on the air. Everyone's an expert on blood splatter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, out of nowhere, like they say he should have blood on his shirt and this and that. Like, how the fuck did you get that expertise?
Right.
Since we went to high school together, it's not, you're just making shit up now.
Watching Dexter,
CSI, right. Miami.
Yeah, right. watching Dexter and CSI and reading on the internet.
Right. So fucking reading on the internet. They got it from the same
CSI,
site.
The crime lab is lit. It's lit like a nightclub.
Yes.
Like, you know. Nothing real about that show.
They got it from the same place that Kyrie Irving got the flat earth theory, you know?
Oh, no.
Yeah, same
place.
All right.
What was his, like, him and Draymond,
mm-hmm.
what is their, like, why are they saying that?
They're dummies.
I mean,
that's all.
That's it.
That's it. They're dummies. They're dummies and they're dangerous. That's dangerous shit.
Not for them to be saying
this shit, but it's dangerous for us to not stand up and point at them and say, "You fucking dummy." And people didn't do that. People were just like, "Well, I mean, I guess that's just what they think." And are you fucking kidding me?
The earth is 70% water. How the fuck is it flat?
During the NCAA tournament, they had a commercial, and it was a commercial for like, come to college, you know, how they do like, you know, hey, I went to Michigan State, I went to so-and-so, and then they had Kyrie Irving for Duke, and I was like, man, turn this shit off. Like,
I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Like, this motherfucker didn't learn shit that year he was there. Still think the earth is flat. Come on, man. Get a better example. Grant Hill wasn't available. Come on, guys.
Right. I'm just at the point where we gotta start correcting these people. They asked LeBron and he tried to laugh the shit off. No, LeBron, you can't laugh that shit off. Correct it right there on the spot. Say how stupid you ain't gonna let him talk to your children, are you? Because that would be really stupid.
You know what's fucked up?
Hey man, get the fuck away from my kid.
You know what's fucked up about that is if you did try to go and correct everybody, that's a full-time job.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. I'm for just correcting the people that are in my orbit. Kyrie Irving is in LeBron's orbit.
Which Kyrie doesn't believe in.
I don't believe in an orbit of pool.
Yeah, Kyrie's like, what's an orbit?
Yeah. Exactly.
You mean that painting on the sky? You mean that painting up above us? That's not real.
What's real? You know how fucking dumb you gotta be to be a nigga that plays best of a game with a round ball?
That travels around the world and gets crispy. Like, this nigga has been in, like, he's gotten jet lag, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's gotten that shit.
Yeah.
He's been in other time zones and he still was like, don't believe it.
If the earth is flat, where does a volcano come from? Where is it coming from? And where's the edge? They talk about, oh, there's an ice wall. You mean like the Game of Thrones wall? Well, we walk off the edge.
I'm just happy.
Literally satellites all around the planet. How the fuck is this so fucking ignorant? It's one of those things that's so stupid that you do ignore it.
People can see his game in China because of the satellites that orbit around the earth that he believes is flat.
Right.
That's
so fucking crazy to me, man.
No. They seeing it backwards and then they flip it in the while they edit it.
You're right.
That's how they do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The water in the toilet goes the other way in Australia. And this nigga is like, nah, man. Nah, this some bullshit.
Yeah.
God damn
what
it,
is all
Curry.
That video from? What is all that video from space? Is that all computer generated? From 1960 something?
Ignorant. Do you know, like, there will be water all over space if you
even when you like watch a movie, is he just like, ah, bullshit? You know what I'm saying? like is he watching like Interstellar, like, ah, nigga, the earth ain't flat in this? The conspiracy continues. Oh God, this nigga.
They're all against me. All of them. Hollywood, everybody. They're all in on it.
You only believe that shit because you learned it in a book. All right, buddy.
Jesus yeah, flat Christ. Book.
It's dangerous, dude.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Let's go to some, let's play some fucking with black people, guys. All right. It's time to get it underway. Where's my music?
It's time for Andy to shine, boy. It's time for Andy to shine.
We're just fucking with those black people. We're just fucking with those blacks. We're just fucking with black people. That's right, guys. It's time to play the game that we all hate to play. It's fucking with black people. The game where we go all around the globe and we find different articles that make us feel fucked with. And we score them from 0 to 100 in intervals of 25 on a scale of how much we feel fucked with. Today's contestants, everybody. All right. Let's see who's fucking with us today. Should Sesame Street include a racist Muppet?
No.
I thought it was Oscar the Grouch.
100.
Oscar the Grouch is not racist, Karen. He's poor.
Oh, I thought he just didn't like nobody, though.
Yeah, but that didn't make
he's
him racist.
He's just grouchy. That's not yeah. race. He's just grouchy.
Yeah. That's grouchism right there, Karen.
You think he was a black Muppet, he wouldn't call him a nigger, though? I mean,
he might, but I feel like we don't know his race. He's like French Montana.
That's another
thing. Yeah.
Is he against like blue Muppets? Like what is his, is he against, is it a Muppet racist or is he racist against people?
It seems like he's an equal opportunity grouch, you know?
Ah!
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's my guess.
That's what I'm thinking.
So, I don't know, but maybe you guys are on to something. You know, what can I say? I haven't watched Sesame Street in a time. But,
well, yeah. I watch it, and I don't think race applies to Muppets. Mm. Not like that. They don't introduce Muppets of color. I mean, motherfuckers be green, purple, pink, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Light blue, mauve.
They do got the black dude from Willie D, the pimp, on there. So, I mean, he's gone now, but.
Yeah, they got guys. They got the humans. Yeah, but the actual puppets. I mean, they just, I guess, whatever color fabric they happen to have around them, that's what they use.
Well, they have introduced a Muppet whose father is in jail.
Okay.
Now
is he supposed to be black? What color is he?
They didn't say. I know. Yes, I'm not about a good puppet. They had a puppet saying they like their natural hair.
Well, they did. I was just about to say that they did do that purposely, where they introduced it's a black girl with the natural hair one, because we used to watch that all the time with my baby. So that's the only black puppet I've ever seen.
I just imagine them introducing that puppet and then introducing the puppet that hates her hair. just the same.
Yeah, they would have to do that.
Yeah. And yeah. Alex is an orange puppet.
I feel like if you bring a racist puppet in, you're not just fucking with black people, you're fucking with anybody who's not white. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, Alex is an orange Muppet, the one that doesn't have a daddy, so you can't tell if he's black or anything.
Okay.
Like that, so.
Yeah, you can't tell, but you can tell, basically.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. I kinda do not want them to do this. Even though I'm sure
no.
They try to do it as an educational tool, but yeah. I'm scared that they'd fuck up.
No, there's no point. There's no point. Listen, I don't distrust Sesame Street as far as introducing stuff like that. They're very cognizant about stuff like that. The girl singing, I love my hair, the autistic girl. So they're really cognizant about stuff like that. I just don't think that there's a reason to introduce a racist Muppet. There's not a, if it was some shit for adults, like an adult, you know, late night adult swim Muppet show. Yeah. Okay. But for kids, nah, they don't need that.
It's just like, I bet there are some adults who watched American History X were like, that white dude made some good points.
Yeah. Mm. You used to talk about that on stage. I remember that.
Yeah. Like, and because even though you're trying to show how ridiculous he sounds, someone's going to be like, well, I kind of like what he's saying. I mean, I don't know how racist a Muppet is going to be. How far are they going to take that? But why even introduce those ideas to kids? They're just kids. They don't even know anything about racism.
Yeah, plus
don't,
it's,
don't introduce that to them.
Other Muppets might start being racist too. You know, like you go to another segment and it's like, you know, one nigga.
Yeah. I thought that's what he said anyway.
Yeah.
Except he's counting backwards.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and then Snuffleupagus could be upset about like Jews or something. Like it could get dark. I don't want him to do it.
This is
I understand where they want to go and why, but I don't.
There's too many ways you can fuck it up.
There's too much downside for. There's too much downside to it.
Right.
Yes, there is. I guess if it was handled real with like kids gloves, I think they should, because a lot of children actually do deal with racism. It's a lot of kids that's been called niggas since Obama's been president, and so parents can't hide from that. So you have a lot of children who have dealt with this, and their parents ain't talking about it because they don't want to make their children feel uncomfortable. They don't even know how to approach their children about the topic to even help them understand what's been happening. So it's one of the things, in my opinion, if they do it right, it could be a very, very teachable moment for children, but it has to be done right. So, if it ain't done right, it's a problem.
So my question then is, I guess my perspective would be like, why not just have kids on or somebody like that talking about it rather than have the character of the Muppet be racist? You see what I'm saying? Like you're introducing
that's a grown up in a with a Muppet racist shit. So it's basically the grown up is racist and he wants a job.
I
don't know. I feel like the mechanism. I don't mind talking about race in the in the puppet world, in the Sesame Street world. That doesn't bother me at all. What bothers me is the idea of the character. It's like if Elmo happened to be racist. Like, what if this Muppet is also adorable? Because all these fucking Muppets are adorable. So you introducing an adorable ass racist to little kids and shit. I'm confused as an adult. Like, I don't like that idea.
Well, aren't they adorable? Don't they call Trump's...
no, they not fucking adorable.
We don't call them adorable, but they go, oh, they're adorable, so they let the bullshit pass. So it's a lot of adorable ass racist folks out there.
There are brothers who want to get with that girl, Tomi Lawrence. Right. So,
right, but we definitely don't need to be giving more fuel to that fire, is what I'm saying. Fuck that side. Yeah. Like, unless they're going to introduce...
I think it's
she's turning into a leak, though.
I would err on the side of not doing it than doing it. I think there's too much downside. I agree with Karen, but they've handled racism before plenty of times without introducing a racist character.
Yeah, I don't like it.
So
imagine if Oscar was racist. You see what I'm saying? If Oscar, because like if it's a recurring racist Muppet. No, fuck no, man. I don't even want to see every time this fucking Muppet comes on, the kid, people are going to be like, oh, it's Leon, the Muppet, he back. And then Leon's fucking like, I don't like Jews today. And then someone has to explain to him why that's fucked up. And then next week it's Asians. And then like, nah, man, just like find another way, dog. I reject this.
Kids aside, so you got to understand, Leon lost his coal mining job. He's just
Economic
anxiety.
Well, he Leon grew up in Middle America, and you know,
right
in Middle America, there aren't any yellow puppets. That's just how it goes. So that's why he doesn't like them.
And what if that Muppet isn't white? You'd be okay. Like, what if they introduce a black Muppet that's racist? See, now all of a sudden it's like, hold up, man. That ain't how this goes. It's too many ways to fuck this up, man. Find another way.
I'm not disagreeing with you on that.
Call it Minister Faircloth.
They introduced the Honorable Minister Faircloth, and all of a sudden we're going to be like, take this shit off the air. PBS already lost their funding. They don't need to keep fucking around with this money, man. Be careful, PBS. Okay? All right. Anyway, 0 to 100, Karen.
HBO now.
Yeah, it's on HBO now.
That's true. See? So it's on HBO. Now they're going to get edgy.
Now they're going to show Muppet Blood. What's happening here?
Let's introduce them to the BDSM Muppets. Real sex.
Yeah, bisexual. Yeah. Talk about it all then, kids.
97 up.
Right. Real sex, kids. Take one.
They got sticks in their hands.
And I'm gonna go down the hole. Karen, 0 to 100.
I'm not fucked with.
Karen's not fucked with. All right, Randolph.
Listen, I wanna say it's 100, but I don't. I understand what they want to do. They're about education, so I get what they want to do. I get it. So because of that, I really can't say that they're actively trying to fuck with us. I just don't think they should do it. But I understand what they want to do. I don't think they're, let me say it like this. Their heart is in the best of places.
Right.
There's just not any way to execute this. There's just not to execute it well. It's just not. And the reason why they're trying to do it now is because of the Trump bullshit and because of what's on the rise. So they're trying to teach the children. I'd be willing to bet that this is a big part of why they want to do it.
Well, that's not.
You just can't execute it well.
That's not a number, Randolph.
You can't. You won't.
That's not a number. Yeah.
0 and 100 at the same time.
All right, so 50. Tim, what about you, buddy?
100.
Tim is like, fuck this idea.
100.
What about you, Andy?
This is like a high school player getting into the NBA draft. On potential, it's 100. But it's probably going to be more like a 25 or 50. But I'm going with potential. I'm drafting on potential, so it's 100.
All right. And for me personally, I got to give it up.
Just in case.
Yeah. Hey, Tim, you sound a little bit low, man. Get a little closer to your mic, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know why you sound low now. Like, it was fine earlier, but now you sound a little bit low. At any rate, it's 100 for me. All my nervousness went up when I read this shit. I was like, I don't even think they could.
It probably would end up being 100. It easily could end up being 100.
Cause it only take, like, and it's not their fault. Like you said, their heart is in the right place. Mm-hmm. And I don't even think Sesame Street is thinking of this idea. This person was proposing it in this article I was reading. And I was just like, nah, man, like, I'm not. And then I can already tell one of the things that's gonna happen, if they do this, is they'll definitely make that Muppet sympathetic. Like, Leon the racist Muppet. It's never gonna be that. It's gonna be, he was just confused and now he understands racism is wrong and he's a good person now. And I'm like, no, because that's what y'all say about these Trump supporting motherfuckers, and it's not true. Y'all, they're not good people. That's the problem. So
right. That's a really good idea that they will try to make him sympathetic and they will try to say his mind can be changed and that
look at the they introduce a Muppet that's father is in jail. Why? Because we sympathize with it, right? We're supposed to be like, hey, there's kids, their fathers are in jail, this is how they deal with these problems. I don't want you introducing a racist puppet like, hey man, people deal with this, we gotta help them out. Like, fuck you, man. That's my answer. Don't be racist. Fuck, unless they're gonna just beat his ass every week, which I would be okay with that. Then
you would be okay
zero.
With that.
If Leon the racist Muppet show up every week and be like, you know what? I hate niggers and spicks, and they just like, oh motherfucker, I would be cool with that. All right. Let's see what else we got going on here in fucking with black people world. We'll do one more. Hate crime hoax. A man poses as a racist and mails threatening letters to the community.
What?
An African-American man in Knoxville, in Tennessee, pled guilty to posing as a white supremacist and mailing threatening communications to other minority residents in Knoxville.
He had nothing else to do with his time.
Justin Lamar Coleman was charged with mailing 6 hostile letters describing violent, disturbing acts to local African Americans from last July through December under the guise of Jeff McCown, a Knox County auto shop owner whom he had an altercation with years earlier. Coleman targeted the daughter of Daryl Arnold, a senior pastor at Overcoming Believers Church. The letter included threats of rape and murder as well as violence against her father. First of all, this technically black man targeting a black woman. Second of all, how petty do you have to be? God damn, that we had a fight years earlier. I'm gonna wait years to write letters in your name that are racist to get back at you. Shit. Authorities also found an unsent letter addressed to Pastor Arnold, according to U.S. District Court records. I am a very racist white man, and Mr. Trump, with Mr. Trump in the White House being the president, spelled wrong, white people going to take over, Earl Coleman wrote. He even sent a letter to McCown threatening to murder him and burn down his house. FBI agent KT Harper identified Coleman as a suspect due to a report he filed against McCown with the Knox County Sheriff's Office in 2010. The two men reportedly got into an argument after Coleman drove onto the auto shop owner's property and allegedly damaged the grass. Now, that could have been some racism.
I'm not checking out the grass.
That could have been some sism. I mean, I
fucked up that seed he just laid for the season.
I will say, if the auto shop owner got disproportionately mad, I can see how this man took it as racism. You know, I'm not saying it's fair. If you drove up on anybody's grass, they're gonna probably be mad. But if he felt like that, like, oh, that wasn't just a normal get off my grass, maybe he took it personal. He's under house arrest and he has a hearing date for his plea. He's been required to receive mental health treatment by U.S. Judge Bruce Guyton. All right, guys, guess the race. I mean, wait, not guess the race.
I'm about to say the game changed.
0 to 100, Karen.
I am 100.
Karen's at 100. All right. What about you guys? Randolph?
Wait a minute.
Did we lose Randolph?
No, I see your lips moving, Randolph, but I don't hear you.
I heard him.
Wait, y'all hear? Okay, that's so let me refresh. It's probably something on my end. All right. Give me a second, guys. Okay.
He's going to refresh.
Yeah, it must be something. Yeah, screen unable to connect to network due to network error. Okay. All right, hopefully there's nothing wrong with our internet. Seems to be working.
Right, but it's weird that they could hear us and hear him, but we couldn't hear him.
Yeah, I probably just need to refresh. All right, down screen.
What's up, Terrence?
Okay, I hear Red Dog.
And I'm
Tim Miller. What's going on?
What's going on, y'all? How y'all feeling? Welcome back. Happy Tuesday to you. Hope you guys are doing good.
Hope y'all are good, man.
Hope y'all are doing good.
What's been up, man? I was a little jealous y'all got Samson on this past weekend.
That was good conversation, man. It was really good conversation.
Hey, welcome our guest.
We shout out.
Welcome to our guest.
So we're going four guys on today. We're going to come in with Rod.
More pickles and jars. Karen's here too.
One jar.
More pickles and jars today.
So sit back, relax, roll up your sleeves.
Yes!
All you cool motherfuckers can stay, but bitch ass leave.
Bitch ass leave.
But yeah, man. 0 to 100, Karen.
Oh, 100.
All right, Randolph.
It's 100. Stupidly, but it's 100.
Yeah. What about you, Tim?
I'm at 100, too. Yeah, I'm at 100.
Andy?
It's definitely 100. He should have mailed a couple letters to himself, though, to throw people off the trail. That's the mistake he made.
Yeah.
But it's definitely.
Also, it's weird that he was trying to frame the dude as a racist and then went, like, also, I'm going to rape you. I'm like, hey. The fuck did that come from, buddy? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think we're on to something with that.
Yeah. So, yeah, 100, man. Fuck that dude.
The closeted homosexuals always throw that in there, though.
Yeah, weirdly.
Just weirdly
out of nowhere.
It could be a group of dudes killing somebody, and then the dude is like, "Yeah, and let's fuck him in the ass too." And everybody's like, "What?
How do we deal?"
Yeah, his rape threat was to the daughter of the dude.
We hate him though.
It's like his whole thing was like, "I'm racist." It's Donald Trump's America. Also, I'm a rapist now. You're like, hold up.
Yeah, yeah.
Stick to a theme.
And I'm trying to get that butt. What?
Yeah. Stick to a fucking theme, buddy. All right. Last one. Robots are learning to be racist and sexist. Scientists reveal how artificial intelligence programs exhibit human-like biases. Here's the thing. If artificial intelligence is anything like the movies, shouldn't it learn to hate us all equally? You know?
Right.
That's normally how it goes. Like, oh, the problem is humanity.
Yeah, I expect it to turn on us.
Everybody.
But I don't want it to turn. I like in the movies, it always just turns on all humans, like kill all. I don't want it to be like, we'll kill the niggas first. Like, no. All humans. We in this together. It's like the Matrix. You can't just be fucking like, you know, picking a hierarchy and shit. Also, if it's going to be racist, shouldn't it be racist against white people first? They did the worst. Like if we're going down a list, don't pick me, motherfucker. It's enough against me already. You start at the top, work your way down. Damn. they discovered that AI becomes the better it becomes at interpreting human language, the more likely it will adopt human biases about race and gender that lurks within the data it is fed. A lot of people are saying that this is showing that AI is prejudiced. No, this is showing we're prejudiced that AI is learning it, says Joanna Bryson, a computer scientist at the University of Bath, and a co-author of the study.
She's exactly right. The child is just learning from the creator.
Yeah, I went to the University of Shower.
My kid is suddenly racist, they learning it from me. You see what I'm saying? The AI is basically the child of the program and the creator. Well, they're learning what comes from the creator.
That's true.
Just learning from us. That's all that is.
You okay?
Yeah.
I learned it from you.
Right. That's all it is.
Yeah. I went to the University of Shower and I studied robotics as well. And I gotta say, I disagree with the people at the University of Bath.
Oh Lord, what's wrong with you?
They don't even use dish rags. They don't use wash rags over there, Karen.
They don't use wash rags.
Nope, not at University of Bath. No. A danger.
You can't wash your ass no loofah in the bathtub.
That's what I'm saying, Karen. You over here trusting these University of Bath scientists? No work. No way. I don't trust University of Bath, University of Body Works, any of that shit.
What about Bed and Beyond?
Oh, well, okay, that's a little different. Okay, the people that go to Bed and Beyond are pretty cool.
It's that Beyond that pushes it over. Beyond, yeah, they get you over.
Yeah, they don't mind. They don't mind taking a shower.
after the bath.
Right, after the bath. But yeah, 0 to 100, Karen, racist AI.
Oh,
100. Okay, 100. All right. Randolph?
Oh, that's 100.
Tim?
That's 100. And I'm looking at the programmer with the side eye now.
Who's the guy that got, I don't know why, just keeps coming out racist. It's crazy to me too, guys.
I don't know why. It just keeps calling you nigger. I don't know where it got that word from.
I'm going to turn it back on. Let me see if that fixes it. Kill all niggers. Starting with Jerome.
Right. I mean, what do you do? One, nigger. One, two, nigger. I mean, you just put it in the program and what's happening here?
Run nigger.exe. Let's see if this one works. Oh, no. Oh, God, no. This is just, it's going wrong again. Tim?
It's on the programmer.
Yes.
Oh, 100.
All right. Andy?
100%. Oh, clear 100. Nerds are racist, too.
Yeah, that's true. I definitely know that. Ask Idris Elba about Thor and see how he feels. Yeah, 100 for me as well. So, all right. This has been a pretty heavy show, man. I feel like we can either round this out with some Guess the Race. That'll be fun. And do Sword Ratchetness and get out of here, guys. Let me play my Guess the Race music real quick. Now then, it's time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time. Now that it's time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time. That's right, it's time for Guess the Race. The number one game show going across all the podcast land. We reread and play news articles from all over the globe. And we ask our contestants today, the crew from Three Guys On, to guess the race. And Karen and the chat room play along. And they're racist.
Mm-hmm.
All right. A teen faked a drug bust just so he could ask a girl out to the prom.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yep. These promposals, I know you guys have heard of them. They do a lot of, they do extra. They do a lot. Apparently. Well, apparently,
Yeah.
A police dash cam video posted on Facebook Friday shows a Georgia police officer stopping two teens in a white pickup truck in Peachtree City. The video shows the officer explaining that he pulled the truck over because a decal was obstructing the tag. He also mentioned the department has had a little history on the truck at their previous stop. Have you ever been stopped before in this truck? The officer asked. Do you have any siblings? Do you ever let friends drive the truck? The officer asked the people in the truck to get out. The driver is a teenage boy. His passenger is a girl about age. The officer asked the people in the truck. The officer asked and is given permission to search the vehicle. He returns and seems very angry. He says, if you lie to me, I run out of options, all right? You work with me, I've done this 1,000 times. I can normally work with folks, but the thing is, I can't work with his dishonesty. When the male driver refuses to provide any further information, the officer places him in handcuffs. At that point, the girl starts to look worried, very worried. Then the officer comes back with bags of what he claims appears to be marijuana. Both teens deny the drugs is there, so the officer then hands a bag containing a small slip of paper to the girl and asks, does that look like weed to you? After looking at the note, a large smile crosses her face. She says, oh my God, this is not funny. She says, laughing, and the driver is still in handcuffs. The boy then brings out a sign that says, prom, say yes, or you're under arrest. She did say yes. So guess the race of these people, guys.
White and 100.
It's white.
White, okay. All right. What about it's you, white. Tim?
White.
All right. Andy?
Yeah, I'm going to go with white on that one.
Everybody's going white. All right, let me see what they say in the chat room. Decal was a Confederate flag white. White. If he was black, the girl would have caused a scene like in Get Out. White. let me see. That's it. Okay, the correct answer is everybody was white, guys. You guys are all right.
Well, the giveaway was that the police worked with him. Right. That's the giveaway.
You ain't working with the folks.
Yeah, that's the giveaway.
Folks.
Yeah, I would show y'all pictures, but when everybody's on screen, you can't see the pictures, guys. But trust me, they were white. White as can be.
I believe you.
Yeah. I wouldn't even know how to set some shit like, do you call the
right, right.
They do you call 911?
Must have been a family member or somebody or something like that.
Exactly.
And maybe it's just me, and maybe I'm old, but when did this start being a thing to do these prom proposals and making it like a big ass spectacle?
Since social media.
Well, okay, that's true. Okay,
social media. Yeah.
Because I was like, I guess growing up, you didn't know. People just showed up with a date. You know who you asked.
Well, now you can share it to the world. You do something cute, and somebody's always going to do something stupid like this.
Well, yeah, sometimes they are cute, but no, not this.
All right, let's go to the next story. A camera catches an elderly woman shoplifting in Chestnut Hill, police say. An elderly woman was captured on surveillance video shoplifting hundreds of dollars worth of merchandise from a Philadelphia flower store, including books, trees, and little gifts. Employees at Robertson's Flowers in the Chestnut Hill neighborhood said they were shocked by surveillance video showing a white-haired woman casually strolling into the store and picking small items from the shop floor. She was allegedly shoplifting $500 worth of goods. It's shocking when you see her doing it in the video, and it's so right there in front of you. She's just shoveling things inside her bag, says Sarah McEchorn, an employee at the shop on the Germantown Avenue. The first incident took place in February. The woman returned last week and allegedly took more gift items without paying, stopping to chat with the store clerks on her way out.
Shit.
She was completely oblivious that there's a camera right above her and all around the store, McEckern said. Both incidents were on a Tuesday afternoon, so we're not sure if there's any connection there. Police say they are investigating. They haven't found her yet. Karen, guess the race.
White.
All right. Randolph?
You know, my grandmother used to steal occasionally from the grocery store when we would go. Because in her words, they teef me, so I teef them back. So.
Ah!
I think I'm gonna go with black on this one.
Alright, Tim?
See, it's confusing because it's precision of a kind of a white lady, but then a white person, but then she doesn't pay attention to the cameras that are in there seeing her. So that kind of steers me towards I'll go with white off. My heart says black, but I'll go with white and go with my mind for a second.
All right. Andy?
I'm going to go with white. I think returning to the scene of the crime and also chatting up the staff like nothing's going on is more the white move.
All right. Let's check the chat room, see what they believe. Puppeteer for Leon the Racist Muppet. On Sesame Street. Betty White White. She wasn't automatically followed around white. Typical shoplifter. Typical shoplifter, white lady. Golden Girls white. Gotta be white though. Let her get away white. Don't put grandma on blast. White black grandmother say if you steal, you'll kill. they do. Needed an adrenaline rush. Winona whiter white. And she teethed them back Jamaican. Oh, that's Randolph. Anyway, the correct answer is she was white, guys. If you guess white, you got it correct.
She was white. Okay.
And if you guessed anything,
I'm one and one.
You guessed anything other than white, I gotta boo you. All right, calm down.
Yeah, we got a rough crowd out there.
Yep. All right, let's go to the bonus round. Where everything's worth double the points, double the racism. Not even gonna play the music. Just get right in here. Let's see. How about let me find a good one. Okay. Missing Ohio teens found in New York City after her mom seized the Facebook post. Yep. A pair of 16-year-old girls from Ohio who had been missing since Monday were found in Manhattan yesterday. Apparently, one of the girls' mothers saw her daughter's Facebook photo that showed her in Times Square McDonald's.
Holy shit.
That is not how you run away.
McDonald's. That guy.
Trinity.
McDonald's be getting all the folks, the criminals and the people trying to run away.
Right? Thank you, McDonald's. Shout out to McDonald's, yes, man. Yes. Never thought I'd say that on the show, but thank you, McDonald's. Trinity Goodwin and Haley Flowers were reported missing last week from their hometown in Lancaster, Ohio. Goodwin's mother found her car missing last Sunday morning, and she reported them missing. The police reports indicate the pair might be traveling together, though April Flowers and Haley's mother maintain the two are not friends. According to the Daily News, after Haley's mom, April Flowers, noticed her daughter posted a photo on Times Square billboards on Facebook, she pinpointed where the pic was taken in a McDonald's at the crossroads of the world. So Flowers started calling the NYPD precincts coming up empty till she got Officer Alex Delgado on the line at the Midtown North Station House. When officers couldn't find the girls at McDonald's, Delgado reportedly asked Flowers if he could send her daughter a Facebook message, and sure enough, she responded. He convinced the girls to meet the officers at a T-Mobile store in Duffy Square Saturday night. Cops said Flowers' parents are traveling to NYC to pick her up. Her mother marveled, "It is crazy. My daughter went to New York Times Square. I have no idea how she got there. She stayed there for a week and survived. How? She had nowhere to stay, nothing, almost a week." Goodwin, however, was arrested for stealing her mother's car. The Post says she was awaiting to be arraigned and that Ohio wants to extradite her. Damn. So Goodwin parents ain't play that shit, but apparently Haley Flowers parents was like, "We're just so glad you're safe." Goodwin parents was like, "Bitch, you got my car."
Ain't that the truth? You got my, you gonna be held goddamn responsible. Bet you won't take nobody else's car. That gonna be me. Nope, you stole my mother. I had to waste the time to call the police on your ass. Yes, you're going to jail.
You know what, looking at their pictures, I gotta veto this one, guys. We can't do Guess the Race, because the one that said you gotta stay in jail, she's clearly some kind of black. Like, she got some black in her. I'm looking at her hair.
Black and white.
Just about to say, the one girl whose parents weren't looking or were looking concerned were white, and the ones who called the cops are black. I was just about to say that.
Okay, because they not the same race, and I didn't want to. I felt like that'd be a dead giveaway to be like, they not the same race, because everybody's going to say the same shit, which is the one that went to jail, her parents black, and the one that's not, obviously her parents are white, but I'll put the picture in the chat if y'all want to click on it, since I can't put the actual picture up there. But I was looking at it closer, because when I first saw it, I was like, oh, two white girls being stupid.
Oh yeah,
I looked at this shot, I said, hold up, that's a sister.
The girl with the glasses is clearly, she clearly black.
Clearly black. Clearly,
she look like my daughter. She's right? Clearly black.
Also, ain't it amazing how we can see ourselves in ourselves, dog? Like, it don't matter what you look like. It's, it don't, if I squint my eyes, I'm like, oh no, that's a nigga. I was watching Underground, and one of the women was supposed to be quote unquote passing. And it didn't dawn on me until that moment that she was supposed to have been passing as white. Mm-hmm. I've been watching that whole series why the fuck are these people not being racist to her?
Right, I knew she was black, but it's one of those things she's like that light skinned to where you kind of sort of pass. But I'm looking like, nah, you a sister.
All right, we got too much. It's too much.
I'll say this though. I'm looking at the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
The idea was the white girls. Just looking at her eyes.
Mm-hmm.
She got the crazy eyes.
She got crazy eyes. It was her idea.
And they said they wasn't
like,
even
let's friends. Let's go to Manhattan.
They not even friends. Like that idea. That's, you hang out with a white person one time. Next thing you know, you end up 8 hours away in jail. Yeah. Like what the fuck was I? And of course they don't go to jail.
Oh no, she back at home and the black parents like, mm-hmm, yep, you under arrest.
It's like when white people tell you stories of their interactions with cops and you just like, nigga, I can't ever hang out with you.
I used to hear white people tell stories about getting high and the shit they used to do, and everybody would be like, okay, and I would be looking like, am I the only motherfucker going, why your ass didn't get goddamn murdered? I would be so fucking confused.
Yeah, they'd be like, you should come camping with us. Last time Trevor slapped the state trooper in the face.
I'm like, fuck no.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
What?
Yeah, they asked us to go camping. I'm not going goddamn camping. Dude, one of
my white friends at my brother's wedding, one of the white dudes there told this story about him and a bunch of dudes drunk driving to get some more beer. The cops saw them leaving the store with beer and obviously intoxicated, got ready to pull them over. They all ran out and abandoned the car in the middle of the road and ran off.
Mm-hmm. I was like, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
I was like, how does that make any fucking sense?
Right.
How are any of you alive?
Right.
It's amazing. And this was all to them
that they might get shot running out that car. Never even occurred to them.
And this was all under the auspices of, hey man, you can come kick it with us one day. And I'm like, no, I can't, actually. I can't at all. All right, we'll do one more then. Sorry about that last one. Here we go. Enough to drive you crazy. A motorist gets a $128 ticket for leaving his car running to warm up in his own driveway on a freezing winter morning. A motorist.
I saw this one.
Oh, you saw this one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw this story.
Oh, okay.
I saw this story.
Let me do a different one then. Randolph is. Don't spoil it for anybody.
Yeah,
I might use it.
That's some
episode.
Vendetta shit.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. All right. Speaking of men being violent over women, how about this one? Kenneth S. Seplak, 37. Of Round Lake Beach was charged with first degree murder on Tuesday in connection with the death of David Gorski. The events that prosecutors say led up to the fatal shooting were detailed during Seplak's bond hearing Wednesday morning after a group of about 10 spectators in the courtroom gallery hugged and wiped away tears. After Assistant State Attorney Lisa LeBeouf read a brief summary of police findings, Judge George Strickland ordered a $3 million bond citing the appearance of a planned attack. He walked to the detention area with a glance to the audience. Why did he have to look at us? A sobbing woman screamed as she left at the courtroom. The group declined to speak with reporters as they embraced each other and rushed out the building. Gorski, 30, was killed by a single shot that sent a bullet through his right arm and into his chest, according to the Lake County Coroner's Office. Libertyville police found Gorski in his car on the center median of Milwaukee Avenue near Hollister Drive at around 11:30 p.m. Friday, according to Christopher Covelli, a Lake County Major Crime Task Force spokesperson. Investigators learned that...
Baby, I think he went away.
Oh, I went away?
Yep.
Oh shit, all right, let me refresh. Oh, everybody went away on my screen.
Yeah.
Oh shit, is the internet off? Hold on. Oh no, it looks like it's still on, so it's something with my computer.
Mm-hmm, yeah, it's still on.
Okay. Well, I hope they didn't miss everything.
I don't know how much they didn't see.
Okay. I'll ask them when I come back. You were watching the whole time? You saw me go away?
Yeah, you just went away. That's why I told
okay.
you.
Okay. All right, cool.
You ain't even got to buy it. Just go on Spotify, find the shortest track, and play that over and over and over again. You ain't even got to listen to it.
Just you can do that. You can do that to Blue Magic too. Go on Spotify. Blue Magic
too. Just keep playing.
Go on Spotify. Just play it and play it and play it.
All right, I'm back. Sorry about that, guys.
We're gonna bring another pickle in now. Here comes Rod from the Black Eyed Tips.
what was the last thing y'all heard? I'm sorry. I don't know how long I was off screen.
That he got to the median.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. So he shot him. They found him in the median, and he had been shot through the arm and into the heart, and he died. So they say he was supposed to see a movie at Hawthorne Mall in Vernon Hills with a 30-year-old woman from Wakanda. Is that possible? Real. It's not spelled the way that it is in Marvel. It's Waucconda. At any rate, I want to move there now. They gotta have, like, the high school football team gotta be the Wakanda Panthers, right? I mean, come on.
Gotta be.
The woman later told police that she had problems with a stalker, whom Covelli identified as Seplak. Covelli said officers learned of at least one other incident in the recent past in which Seplak made an unwanted appearance at the woman's home. Officers found Seplak at his house on Saturday, and GPS data taken from his phone showed he traveled to the Vernon Hills Theater and then to a house in an unincorporated area. A man at the house gave police a bag that contained a handgun and ammunition and said he found it in his car around the same time Seplak made a social visit. Ballistic evidence connects the bullets taken from from Gorski to the gun found at the house. According to Covelli, the gunpowder residue was found on Seplak. Shit, open and shut case. Covelli declined to say how many shots were fired or from where. Police are taking extra precautions to protect the woman, but Covelli said the incident was not gang related, and officers at this point do not believe anyone else is involved in the murder. Stephen McCullum, an attorney representing Seplak, spoke with reporters shortly after court and said the preliminary evidence he heard is circumstantial. I have not seen that evidence. It's under the control of the police and prosecutors at this point, so once we get to trial, we'll test that evidence. Nigga, whatever. Daniel Hodgkinson, another defense attorney, said Seplak worked for a beverage distribution company for about 10 years, probably Pepsi, until recently being laid off. He said Seplak has an upstanding character. He's a very steady guy who never missed work or opportunity to shoot some dude gating his ex. Karen, guess the race.
Oh, what's the dude's name?
His name is something Seplak. Hold on, let me tell you his first name. Kenneth S. Seplak.
White.
White.
White, all right. Sound like Tim's going white. Randolph?
White.
Yeah, I'm going white. The pushover for me is that 10 years on the job and the layoff. This sounds like some Middle America shit. Yeah, I'm going with white.
Okay. Andy?
Yeah, it does sound a little bit like a John Cougar Mellencamp song at times.
Right, right.
So just for that, I'm going white.
All right, and let's check the chat room and see what these Negroes believe. White, judging from the last names, white on white crime, white. I'm thinking white again. Shoot your shot, white man. Ha! KFC manager, white. Puppeteer, white, white, white. Every day I gotta prove my love for a horse. Very white, white. The correct answer is white. He was definitely white. Shout out to that Five Heartbeats reference. But yeah, the correct answer is white, guys. Once again, another motherfucker killing people over women. Conspiracy? Maybe it's a conspiracy, guys. What was he trying to distract us from?
Maybe.
What was happening that day? Maybe Trump bombed something, guys. I don't know. Sword ratcheting this time.
Uh-oh.
Always greatness.
Longest sound effect ever.
Of all time.
so apparently there was a stabbing And according to the police, the stabbing victim and the attacker were known to each other.
Oh shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Detectives had to confirm the store was used in a violent home invasion. Left three people with lacerations in a Smith Street home in Maryboro. Maryboro Criminal Investigation Branch Detective Sergeant Mick Pollitt told the Chronicle a sword belonging to an alleged male victim was believed to have caused the injuries to all three people involved. The sword was already at the house.
What?
Right. So whoever came in, took the sword and hurt everybody in the house with their own sword. Because we don't have such things as sword regulation. You don't have to take any training, no classes. There's no safety. You just get a fucking sword from Comic-Con and put it on your mantle, call it ornamental, even though it can cut a fucking head off.
Yeah, we seen one that was, yeah, that shit was heavy.
It's all, yeah, it's real. You can't put it on a plane.
Oh no.
Yeah, because it's fucking real.
You have to get swords that you can sharpen too. That's another thing. You can't sharpen every sword that you see out.
Right.
You gotta be sure that has an edge.
Let me tell you something though. Even the ones that ain't that sharp, they can hurt somebody.
Oh yeah, you can stab somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can awkwardly cut a head off. It's gonna be a raggedy ass cut, but you can do it.
Right. When people say a ornamental sword, it sounds like you're talking about like a plastic, you know, like some light shit that'll break. No, nigga, they will kill you. Be careful. This shit is real. Yeah, so it's an ornamental type object. A lot of shops sell them. Yeah, unregulated, by the way. You can get these and no one's tracking it. Nothing. No. There's no serial numbers on these things. They said they believe the people involved were known to each other. It's not a break-in enter scenario. There was apparently a large amount of blood when they arrived. They said officers seized the car on Sunday night, believed it had been used by the suspected offender and a woman to arrive and leave the house. The car was seized at Station Square Shopping Center in Maryboro. We believe he had a female with him. They've driven to Maryboro Hospital because the suspect had a serious hand injury. He's been taken to Hervey Bay Hospital and she has parked at the shopping center. Detective Sergeant Pollitt said police have yet to talk to those involved in the invasion and the stabbing. We're expecting to charge someone in the future. However, the time and place of that will be determined by when those individuals become available. A neighbor of the couple who was reportedly stabbed said they saw police cars everywhere. David lives in the house next door to the crime scene and said he was watching the movie with his friend at the time of the incident. I went to say goodbye to my friend at 2 a.m. He couldn't get out because of the police tape. It was actually quite confronting. All right. David said he had never seen police at that home, since the alleged victims moved in. He said his street was often noisy with children playing outside, but he was shocked to hear what happened. So there you guys go. A samurai sword. Watch your back, guys.
Watch your back.
Even if you own the sword.
Come on, you still get stabbed with it.
You get fucked up. Three people in your house fucked up because you had to have a sword. Just couldn't leave Comic-Con without that Adventure Time sword. Now look at you.
Right.
All right, man. Check out Three Guys On. Okay? They got a great podcast. It's like I said, I listen to it every week, man. This week was so good. Randolph, if you follow him on social media, he'll post pictures of them and the guest of the week and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he posted the one with Samson, and I just posted, this nigga better be funny. Black people love saying that shit. Yeah, man, it was so funny, man. So y'all should definitely check out this episode. And they talk about, I love how you guys talk about the inside stuff of comedy, you know, from a perspective I don't always get.
Right.
Like, it was funny. People wanted us to talk about the Chappelle thing, and I was like, I kind of want to hear comedians talk about it, too.
I was like, I don't do this for a living.
Yeah, you know? So it was kind of cool to hear the inside dope on it, man. And check out Andy's album, man. It's in pre-sale right now. Mm-hmm. It's Vintage by Andy Klein.
Y'all got any shows coming up?
Andy's album is good. It's really, really good. The shows were great.
Yeah. Go ahead, Andy.
It's on pre-sale now on iTunes. The actual release date is April 25th, next Tuesday. And then that day you can get it anywhere. iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, everywhere else, Spotify. It should be on Pandora. So you can buy it now or just wait till next week.
buy it, man. Y'all get out there and buy it, man. Show some love. You know, Andy's one of those people, he doesn't really brag and he doesn't really promote a lot,
right.
But you know, every once in a while he'll post like a YouTube video or something on his Facebook page and I'll click on it and check it out, man, and it's always fucking hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very thoughtful dude, and very funny dude. So yeah, check it out, man. I'm gonna buy the album. Like, I want to give him my money.
Mm-hmm.
Same way I did for Tim, same way I did for Randolph, man. So yeah, make sure you check all these brothers out. But like I said, right now let's push Andy's album up, man. Let's see
yeah.
if we can
yeah.
see if we can get it moving up the charts, man. It matters.
I like to tell people, the two best writers I know in the comedy game are Ted Alexandro and Andy Klein, hands down. Going away, are they're the best writers in the game. So mm-hmm. just getting Andy's stuff, that'll really touch you into some good comedy. The funnest guy I know in the game on stage is Tim Miller. He's easily the funnest guy to watch.
Yeah.
And the best writer is by far Andy and Ted, by far.
But yeah, and Andy's, more thoughtful comedy. If you want somebody mm-hmm. that's paying attention to the joke, like, that's who you want to listen to. And it's also, I mean, right. it's funny, especially with audience interactions. I don't know if you put some of the crowd
two nights.
You left that first night out, I think.
I didn't put the heckler in, but he's on the CD. I put some stuff from that night on the CD, so you can hear him laughing, but he heckled me and walked out, so I didn't give him that shine.
And yeah. every week you can get at least two of these three guys' perspective on comedy for absolutely the price of free right now. So go enjoy that
right
shit
now
while you can, and get out there and support these dudes, man. And sometimes Tim shows up and then it gets crazy.
Once a year. But they keep the flag in the ground for me,
no doubt, man.
They let me come back every now and then, so
yeah. So
yeah.
once the money start coming in, man, Tim gonna show up like Eddie Kane. Nice like this, I wish. all right, man, we'll be back.
It ain't gonna be a surprise no more. It ain't gonna be no special show no more.
Tim gonna be showing up early and shit. Y'all fellas ready? Let's go. Let's get it moving.
I still got the pipes. Yeah. Pipes like this.
He gonna have that dusty ass jacket on. Oh man. All right, guys. We'll be back tomorrow. Just us tomorrow.
Wait a minute. Before we go, do y'all have any shows coming up?
Oh yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Oh yeah. I'm doing you know what? Just catch me at the Draft House in DC. And you know, all around the DC area, just actually I'm trying to build up to my hour. I'm a little slower than Randolph, or he's further along than me, but that's expected. But I don't have anything big coming up.
I'll be at the DC Draft House May 3rd. It's a Wednesday. It's a new show. They just started doing this Wednesday showcase. This is the first one and the lineup is stacked. So I think it's 8 o'clock. Might be 7. Check the website, which is drafthousecomedy.com. But that's May 3rd, coming up on Wednesday, May 3rd.
Okay, so May 4th, 5th, and 6th, I'm in Baltimore at Magoobie's Joke House. May 4th, 5th, and 6th is one show on Thursday, two on Friday, two on Saturday. That's in Towson, Maryland, which is basically a suburb of Baltimore. That's May 4th, 5th, and 6th. And then May 19th and 20th, I'm opening for Rick Younger at the DC Draft House. Ricky Younger, great comic, good friend of the podcast. You guys have heard him on the podcast. Great comic. He puts on a great show. He incorporates singing into his act. He's a really funny dude. You'll know him when you see him because he's been in a lot of stuff. He was in the last episode of Girls. He might be that black baby's father. We don't know. We're going to talk about him. But he was in the last episode, so he has that credit now. He's in the last episode of Girls. He was on the Woody Allen miniseries on Amazon. So Rick is a really good dude. So if you're in the area, be sure to come to one of those shows. May 19th and 20th.
There you guys go, man. Check all these dudes out. I have their stuff in the show notes, for their social media and stuff. And like I said, we'll be back tomorrow. And I'll probably make the poll which one will take your money faster, if you get them pregnant, stripper or a woman with a PhD. We're gonna get to the bottom of this scientifically, guys.
We'll find out.
We're gonna use science. Until tomorrow, I love you.
I love you too. Mwah.